I knew I was being threatened. Do you think it's worth holding out? I mean, I heard some pretty ugly things about those guys. Ugly stories.
You're listening to the Chaos Radio Show.
Look, we've been dating for 3 months. There's some flowers for that dead pussy of yours. Why don't you fucking move in bed? We've been going out for 3 years, fucking months.
Dead pussy! I knocked the dust off that pussy!
Is that how it is after 3 months?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. At least for a guy. Dude, it's like after the first week, I think they get bored. I took a girl on a first date to Passion of the Christ.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah, that's true.
That is so difficult. Wow.
Dude, I was like, man, Jesus is getting his. Dude, you're a producer, motherfucker. Produce!
What the fuck? It's Chaos Radio, David.
It's chaos! This is what we call chaos.
I'd like some extra chaos.
I'd like some extra chaos, please. Can I get some extra chaos with that?
Would you like some?
Can you put that on the side?
Would you like some freshly ground chaos? I'll tell you when to stop. 2 fingers of chaos, please.
Say when.
Chris hates us. Chris absolutely despises us. And it's funny because this is all his idea in the first place, and we're in his house. And, you know, he does this thing, like, just like what my dad does. My dad slaps his hand on his forehead, and then he runs it down. Oh, he hates us.
How many times have you been arrested?
A lot of times.
Fingerprinted and shit?
I've been detained, yeah. I've been detained several times.
Congratulations. Well, whether we're here or not, till next time, thank you for listening to the Chaos Radio Show.
Hey, mama said the way you move gonna make you sweat, gonna make you groove. Away.
Good evening, my pretties. You're listening to the Chaos Radio Show. My name is Heidi. I'm the host of the Chaos Radio Show, and I'm joined here by my co-hosts, Alex.
Hi.
And Rodian.
Hello.
Wait a minute. Mm. Are they calling themselves hosts now or hostesses?
I go totally gender non-specific.
Totally both ways with that.
I also refer to actresses as actors.
Hmm.
But that's because that was a trend when I was acting. Everyone was an actor.
An actor.
There was no difference. There was no distinction.
But see, it's like one day I woke up and actresses were now actors. Mm-hmm. It's like Hollywood decided to just change the entire, and everybody's referring to them. Do you know if there's like a memo that they sent out and it's like, okay, from here on, men and women will be referred to as actors.
I don't know. I don't know. Actor. I mean, there's still the Oscars still give awards for, you know, best actress.
And when she goes up there, it'll be like the actor with the most.
Right.
So, but did you? Am I the only one who noticed that? That it's just like one day.
Actor, well, can I actresses? Tell you something?
You know something?
For me, it was over 10 years ago that really? I was calling myself an actor. So. Wow. And it was generally accepted
in
the community.
Mm-hmm. Ah. Hmm. That's very interesting.
Indeed.
It's Friday.
It sure is.
Fat Friday.
I got to tell you something. I'm already halfway through a delicious Bombay and tonic.
Made by Dr. Bombay.
Very well mixed. I've got a little buzz on already.
See, I held a spoon over the ice and the tonic, mm-hmm. and I put two shots mm-hmm. over the spoon so it kind of distributed itself evenly, and mm-hmm. then I gently stirred it.
The way I learned in bartender school, uh-huh. as you know, I'm a certified mixologist, although
that's so fucking hot.
I've right? allowed my knowledge to, yes.
Listen, what haven't you done, Heidi?
There's not much, and that's something I'd like to discuss. There are plenty of reasons why people should show me a little respect, and I think that's one of them.
Well, you know what? You got my respect, baby, because you've done it all.
The show.
You've
done absolutely.
No.
Now you have respect.
Just the fact that I've kind of been there, done that with just about.
You know what?
Have you gone skydiving?
No. You know what?
Let me just tell you something.
I'm feeling very psychic today because I knew you were going to say that. It came up like an image in my mind. Skydiving. I haven't done that.
I wanted to.
She's psychic also.
I got in my car before and I was like, I bet it's 350. And I turn on the car, 350.
Yeah.
Can you tell me a lot of numbers?
You know, I should have played Mega Millions.
What about you tell me?
What about?
What about you tell me what I am now? Remember that?
No.
It's from fucking Animal House. You are a P-I-P pig. P-I-G pig. That's how you spell pig, right? P-I-G. You are a
correct.
P-I-G pig.
Yeah. Yeah. So in bartender school, mm-hmm. we learned that you fill the glass to the top with rocks.
Okay.
And then you pour one, two, mm-hmm. your alcohol.
Right. It's like a
and then
count.
You and then you shoot your soda in there, which
mixes it up.
Mixes everything together.
Huh. Mm-hmm. But, that part of that is to keep you coming back, right?
I generally stick a stirrer in my drink and stir it, however.
Do you stir it like crazy or just a little bit?
I stir habitually.
What's so funny about that?
Nothing. I thought that was cute. I stir habitually. I like that. Habitual.
You're like the bitch. You're like the bitch part. The bitch part and the habitual.
I would hope that for anyone who's listened to the last two shows, you can tell that I'm a little bit more laid back than
I
was.
Absolutely.
Well, we can tell.
For the last few weeks.
We can tell, and that's what's important, right?
Yes. So I'm feeling better.
You feeling better?
That's good.
Yes, I'm feeling better.
That's good.
Seems as though I...
Did you kill somebody in order to release this tension?
No.
Tell me about it.
No, but as I'm saying this, I feel like tears are welling up in my eyes.
Why?
So what's up with that?
What's wrong with you?
I'm so emotionally unstable.
You're so Britney, I'm telling you.
Such a nut. Really, I'm going to like...
Are you going to shave your head
take
now?
A bottle of Xanax and lock myself in the bedroom.
That's a bad thing?
And? Did you just pick your nose?
I did not.
Because I saw the last part of that little thing where you put your pinky in your mouth. Oh, That must be some good food if you're picking your teeth and eating it.
Look, I've got some dental issues, but there's a little gap right here.
Really?
Food collects in right there.
Nice.
It's not pleasant.
So that's that whole thing, that whole OCD, that whole OCD thing, right? It's like obsessive. How often do you floss? Every.
I'm a frequent flosser. Mm-hmm.
Even when you don't brush. Yes.
No, I floss when I brush.
Oh, okay. So mm-hmm. That's not that bad. Mm-hmm. But if you're walking around with one of those little.
Oh, I used to. It used to be worse before I went and got some dental work done. Mm-hmm. It seems like maybe I broke something because. It was all fixed, and now I'm having problems again.
You know what you broke? You broke my heart. That's what you broke.
When did I break your heart? When did that happen? At what point in time?
When you,
Go ahead, save it.
No, forget it.
Didn't you break your tooth?
Yeah.
Didn't you stand in front of a mirror with, like, a pair of, like, blowtorch pliers getting ready to pull that bad boy out?
I think it was a pair of these.
Nice.
Dude, I didn't have any
dental insurance? Yeah, I don't have dental insurance either. I actually pay the thousands of dollars to get my dental work done.
Listen, oh, I was
insured. It's all that's American Express for you.
Yeah. Well, you had that at least. Mm. I had a mattress in somebody's apartment. And I don't know.
I see. So that's a little bit different.
I don't know. What the fuck? I don't know what I was doing, but one day.
But that tooth had to come out.
What had happened was. Mm-hmm. What happened was that I think I was eating some ice cream, and you know how you get the top part. I think it was a Klondike bar. You get the chocolate part off mm-hmm. of the vanilla.
Yeah,
I was doing that, but I kind of used my molars and mm-hmm. such. Mm-hmm. So I bit into something that I didn't think was going to give me any resistance, mm-hmm. and it felt like I was biting into. Jawbreaker.
Mm.
But it wasn't the ice cream that was breaking, it was my tooth.
Nice.
So, it was fine until I got to work, which I was on my way to work, mm-hmm. and then when I got to work, I went into the bathroom and I started like, what the hell was that? And I started stuck my finger in the back of my mouth and I'm fishing around
yeah.
in there,
yeah.
and I felt a loose tooth. As I moved it, it came apart.
Oh.
I cracked the molar, okay, mm-hmm. and it was like somebody just fucking shot me in the face. Mm-hmm. It was like pow, and it's like oh, white, blinding, hot pain.
Mm-hmm. I cracked a molar.
It's not cool.
No,
it's not. You know, I suffered with this fucking thing for about a month.
Oh, that's no good.
I'm talking about the halitosis, the rotting teeth, and everything. And then it got to the point. I would sleep in my little shack, mm-hmm. and I would lay down, and the minute I got horizontal,
mm-hmm.
I felt like my heart was in my mouth. And it was throbbing right in my tooth.
Yes.
So, I mean, even to this day, I say that you should never cry for pain. Mm-hmm. You know, transcend pain.
Right.
Emotional yes. pain is something that
Right. Physical pain, you should be able to put it in its place and
right.
yeah,
weakness, handle it.
Weakness mm-hmm. leaving the body.
Exactly. Right. I was laying on this fucking mattress crying.
Crying.
Like a little girl.
Yeah.
Like a little girl. Yeah. I mean, so finally I said, I got a fucking, there was like a free clinic, but it was dentistry.
Mm-hmm.
It was a free clinic for dentistry.
Were they cockroaches and rats running around and thing?
Oh my god, the fucking grills I saw in their room. I went over there and I said to him, you know, how much for a tooth extraction? And he's like, $500. I had just started this new job and I didn't have shit in the bank. I didn't even have a bank account, as a matter of fact. Nothing in my pocket, nothing under the mattress.
Right.
So I got around to asking people I knew for money. And, I did it wrong. I was like, hey, can you lend me $500?
Oh, yeah.
It should have been.
Nobody's got $500
right,
to loan out.
Right. It should have been like 50 here, maybe 100
there.
What'd
you do with supplies?
Well, what happened after that was I resigned myself to just getting rid of this pain. I mean, I was buying Coke to put it on the tube.
Yeah.
Okay. Ambisol.
That's what I would have done.
I was chugging Ambisol. I was taking Wart X or whatever that is. shit that burns the warts.
Like acid, yeah.
Yeah, and I was taking a little glass dropper and putting it against my gum where the molar was. Nothing, dude. I mean, it would go away just long enough for me to sleep 2 hours, and then I woke up in tears. And then I said, enough is enough. I grabbed a needle nose plier that was in the junk drawer, and I heated it over the stove till it got blue. Uh-huh. It turned orange, and then after it cooled down, it got blue. So I was like, all right, this should be clean.
Yeah, right, sterilized.
So I was in front of the mirror for like 20 minutes. I mean, I got as far as sticking the fucking thing in my mouth mm-hmm. and feeling it against the tooth. And I couldn't do it because I kept thinking...
Because that's right something there. That's very difficult thinking, to inflict that kind of pain on yourself.
I didn't want
to
die. And I kept hearing about people that would... There's a vein or something
right
that
runs
under the jawline.
Right, yeah.
That will not stop bleeding if you do it. Right. If you do shit wrong.
Yeah.
So what I wound up doing was I stole somebody... Well, I borrowed somebody's Medicaid card. Mm-hmm. And I went to the hospital emergency room under an assumed name, and the
that
guy
works,
was like,
huh?
Yeah, yeah, nice.
The guy
fantastic.
Was
nice. And we're paying for that. Good.
Dude, it was either you or me. And when it comes down to your money or my pain, it's going to be your money. Yeah. So.
I don't know why. I think it's hilarious.
I don't understand why.
I picture this kid standing in front of a mirror with a pair of fucking blowjob pliers.
Crying.
Debating whether he's going to pull this
in
thing
my,
out.
In my something. Wife beater.
I had gone, as an 18-year-old, I had gone to my family dentist. You know, my grandmother was like his first patient when she was a young woman, you know.
Uh-huh.
Old guy. And he had done this filling for me that it was just sloppy. It was just like it ran out of the tooth and onto another tooth and down into the, like, in between the two teeth.
He was a quack.
And the filling was jammed down into my gum and it was causing me excruciating pain. Right. I was just like, tears were just running out of my eyes because there was something jabbing me in
the
gum.
All the time,
right?
All the time, right.
So I was working for Town of Brookhaven Code Enforcement overnight. Midnight to 8 a.m. Uh-huh. And they stuck me in the office that night. And, right, what haven't I done? So they stuck me in the office that night, and I was trying to read, and you know, I'm working the dispatch, and, you know, looking up people in the DMV computer and all that shit. And, you know those Bic pens with the white barrel and the blue cap?
Yeah.
The long stick that comes off of that cap?
Right.
I just kept digging it and digging it, and it was just blood was just pouring out of my mouth, and I just kept pushing it and pushing at it until I finally broke that filling off.
Nice. You're more of a man than I am.
And I kept calling. I kept calling out on the radio, going, "Can somebody please bring me some Tylenol?" I was in so much pain, man. It was unbelievable.
Did you say it like that? Could somebody please?
Yeah. Well,
send more cops.
And then, you know, later on in the season, it was the summer that I had this job. Later on in the season, I started getting taken out with the supervisor every night, and he had access to all kinds of prescription medication. Okay. So he used to just pump me full of pills.
Nice.
And we'd lock ourselves in a park at night. I'd smoke a bowl. But wow. He never touched anything. He just gave me shit to take.
Nice.
And know it, nothing ever happened.
That was my next question.
Nothing ever happened.
I wasn't expecting anything to happen.
Luckily. But everybody kept vying for it. Can I get Heidi to come on my car tonight?
Yeah.
And I never paid for a damn thing. And I didn't think that was right either. I always had my money out. I was always like, let me pay.
Look, you know, when you're born with a vagina, you're born under a fucking good sign.
Everybody was trying to get laid, man. It was unbelievable.
Yo.
Especially because you spend your overnights in a car with a dude, you know.
Mm.
And I'm 18 years old, so.
Mm-hmm.
Was that when you had the double D's?
Mm-hmm.
Such a good girl. God bless genetics.
Nice. German genetics.
Hormones. God bless hormones.
Yeah, because you weren't always... You sprouted up overnight, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where do they go? Like, how do they... You know what I'm saying?
Where do they come from, you mean?
No, I mean, like, she had double D's and now they, she
well,
doesn't.
When I was 17 and 18 years old...
Right.
She reached the peak of her maturity.
My glands were... working overtime, pumping hormones into my body, and my boobs just went.
Boom, 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 boom.
And then when I was on the pill, when I was on the pill, they got pretty big too. Now they're calming down. They're going back to
fucking chicks, man.
It's beautiful.
Well,
you know what the funniest thing is? It's when you see a girl first developing It's like all areola and some nipple.
Right.
Whole pancake.
No, not even pancake. It's just like two baby bottle nipples on the chest of a boy.
When I was when I was on the pill,
yeah,
they almost looked fake because they were so full that they were like hard and shiny looking.
But you want that when you're big.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
You want that when you're busty because you you know you want that to, you
yeah, I'm a little bit disappointed with what I've been left with, but I was talking before about how I feel like I deserve a certain amount of respect just in general. I guess I just walk around kind of thinking that people should just respect me.
All right. Like you own the fucking planet.
And maybe that's what the problem is. Maybe that's why I butt heads with
so
many people.
Because you expect.
I don't know. What do you think?
You shouldn't expect anything from anyone.
It seems like I am met with... But even before anything happens, it must just be something that I put out.
Hmm. What do you mean?
A vibe?
A certain vibe or an air that people dislike.
Really?
I make friends, but I think that it's only after I start a conversation and people realize, oh, she's not an
she's
the
not
asshole
an
that
asshole.
I thought she was just by looking at her. You know what I mean?
But why would that be a vibe? I mean, I've seen people that I'm like, I don't want to talk to that guy because we're going to have a problem somewhere down the line.
Right.
You know, you can kind of predict when you're not going to like
someone. Well, I kind of thought, I gave it some thought today. What is it about me, right? Mm-hmm. And I thought, well, maybe it's this.
An honest assessment?
Right, yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Can you do really that, though? Can somebody actually look at themselves and...
Well, I try to be objective. I make an effort.
Like what would somebody say about me? Or what would somebody... You're thinking
well,
to yourself...
How am I being perceived
right.
that, you know, it's an issue?
That's important.
Right?
Yeah, yeah. You should know that.
Something that I notice is that every time I go into the chat rooms for any of these cringe shows, there is always some new person who hasn't... just doesn't like me. And picks a fucking fight. Is nasty. I mean, just flat out nasty.
Picks a fight.
But then there's, it's like a formula.
Okay.
And there's someone else who previously has, you know, had some kind of discourse with me and realized that, you know, they like me, I'm an okay person.
Right.
And will go, you know, nuts defending,
yeah, don't fuck
defending
with Heidi.
Me. Yeah, don't fuck with Heidi. Exactly.
Right.
Why are you being mean to Heidi? What's going on?
Yeah, yeah, what's the deal?
Right. So... Every single time I go into one of these show chat rooms, I have an issue with somebody.
With one or is it more than one?
Guys or girls?
With it's usually one person.
There's no girls, dude.
I know.
No,
yeah, that,
there's
yeah.
Jessica. That's the one
yeah,
girl, right?
Yeah, that's the one. Forget it. Anyways.
And I'm not even convinced because all I've seen is a still shot, and that could be from anywhere.
She may not exist.
Because she's so overtly sexual that it's suspect. You know, trying to draw girls into sexual conversation.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
You know what I mean?
I get it.
So anyway.
That's funny. And every time a certain person logs in, another person, she logs out. Right?
No, I haven't observed anything like that.
So you got to look out for the signs, baby.
However, I would have passed your drink for you.
That's cool. Continue. Right. Continue.
Yeah. Try not to interrupt you.
However, so last night there were two shows, and there were two conflicts, one for each show.
Well, you expected that, though.
It just seems... Kinda. It just is... It's like a formula. It's amazing to me. And I was thinking about, well, you know, why this happens, and... Certainly in the cringe chat room, I feel like I'm familiar enough and at ease enough to be myself and not worry about being overly polite or who I'm offending or whatever.
Right.
It's... fucking cringe, right?
All right.
So, I thought about it today. There are a couple of reasons why I feel like I should be respected.
Okay.
And not just because I'm a mom.
Okay.
But I am a mother,
and
so respect me. However,
that
I'm not only a mother, I gave birth in my home without the assistance of anyone.
You did it the hard way.
And when at one point I screamed like an animal, like a fucking animal that I was at the time, I was told, don't do that.
Oh,
husband at the time. I was shushed.
You're embarrassing me. Thank you. That's great.
You keep going back to that story. What else you got?
Okay, there's that.
There's that thing.
Okay, right, that I gave birth without so much as a Tylenol, while most women have a fucking shot to their spine.
We already congratulated you for that. What else you got?
No, I don't think we've really been over it too much.
We have. I mean, look, I can
get done in the story like 8 times.
Okay.
I can give you respect for that, for not taking any kind of, like, you know, pain.
All right. Okay. There's there was no one knowledgeable there to assist me.
If she handled the situation,
I give you the respect for that, for dealing with the pain. But if I hear a woman say to me, you know, I'm a mother. You should respect me. That means nothing to me.
Well,
okay,
let her.
Not just that.
Okay.
And not only that, but when she came out, after having gone through the fucking mind-blowing experience of her actually coming out in the first place, she wasn't breathing. So I gave her a few quick, rubs up the back until she started breathing
like
and
a
crying.
Puppy. Isn't that what they do with
automatically? Puppies? But let me just tell you something. It's not just that.
Uh-huh.
We talked also about how I've pretty much done all that shit, right?
Right, right. You're jaded.
I've also had all my guts in my body on the outside of me.
Who hasn't had that?
That's a great sight. You can't just say that explain.
Yeah.
Well, I had exploratory abdominal surgery. They took all my guts out, cleaned them off, and put them back in. Who hasn't had
cleaned
that?
Cleaned them off?
Were you awake?
Have you had that? You don't have an incision like I have.
Not like you have.
Wait, where's the incision?
From my belly button down to the... Yeah, I'm split.
That's when your appendix burst.
That's when my appendix burst, but my appendix burst.
But
it abscessed. They popped the abscess.
Month, right?
The abscess drenched my insides with poisonous pus.
That was a mistake that they popped.
Exactly. They sliced me open. They pulled everything. That's how the
button it up
popping.
Now. Nobody likes a whiner.
So you've had major surgery.
But aside from all that,
talk on, sister. Talk
I'm
on.
I'm a fucking. Obviously intelligent and non-retarded bimbo.
Okay.
Uh-huh. I'm sorry. I don't know. I'm so sick of it. I'm so sick of being fucking, for people fucking
I'm taking
assuming.
You off the air. I think you're having a breakdown.
All right. Fine. No, I had a breakdown last week. That's...
Who are you saying this to specifically?
Who are you raging against?
Yeah,
what happened? What happened? Tell us what happened in chat room.
Right. No, well...
What is it that's bringing this up now?
They told me they took everything out, cleaned it off, and put it back in.
Dirty. Your ovaries, right?
I would imagine that
my
ovaries are really filthy.
You're such a dirty girl. I'm sorry. I am dirty.
Your mom's box says, introducing your placenta in bits by Iams. The dog food.
Yeah, I actually froze my placenta.
You did, and then you ate it.
Oh my god!
I didn't eat it. We were gonna plant a tree on it.
Here's the funny part.
She was a hippie.
We kept the placenta in the freezer for like a year.
We'd
pull it out as like a party gag, you know, like, hey, here's the placenta, you know, like
the placenta has made the entrance.
And nobody punched anybody in the face when they saw that.
You would just go around punching people.
No, people were fascinated by the placenta because it's a fascinating thing.
It is.
And when we went to move, we had a cooler, and we thought, oh, we'll just stick the placenta in the cooler, but it didn't fit, so we just threw it in the garbage.
That's great. That's fucking great.
For a whole year, you got in the freezer and decided to throw it away.
You know what? When Adele gets old enough to hear this story, you can tell her, hey, you know what?
By the way.
We saved your placenta for a year.
For a year.
Well, what happened to my placenta, mommy? Threw it out.
I saw a thing on TV one time. So
rats are munching on it.
And they cooked it and ate it.
Right, on HBO.
People do that. People do eat the placenta.
They made, and they were vegetarians. And they said that because they were eating human flesh, it's okay. They made like a pate out of it and they served it to their guests.
Did
the guests know?
I can't remember exactly because that would have been a great gag. It's like, oh, by the way, you're eating my placenta. I know I've never tasted it before, but there's something about the aroma I recognize.
There was no way I was going to eat that shit. No. It's a big bag of blood.
So why isn't it a big deal to keep it in the freezer, but it's a big deal to eat it?
Well, it was in a Ziploc freezer bag. It's not like it was touching.
How big was the Ziploc bag?
It's probably a gallon.
These placentas, like these huge
They're big.
Sacks?
Yeah.
They're big. Well, you got to... You have
you
to push that out through the vag also.
That's
what are you talking
third.
About,
I
man?
I thought somebody just grabbed it and just yanked on that's it.
Your mom's box brings up a good point.
What's
Isn't
that?
Isn't that considered cannibalism?
That's what was said.
That's what I would say.
It's cannibalism. It's eating human flesh.
Right. They were vegetarians.
I can see you doing it, though.
I didn't do it.
You're not
a
cannibal?
Vegetarian?
I've never been a vegetarian. I love meat.
There's a soundbite.
Thank you.
Yeah, so that's pretty. That's it. You know what? I definitely have to say that I made something for Rodian one time. I said, "Look at this to you," expecting to hear, "Oh yeah, this is, you know." But you were like, "Oh yeah, my friend does though. I've seen this and the other thing." I was like, "Forget you, all right."
What are you talking about? I have no idea what you're talking about. The bobblehead.
I made the bobblehead. Yeah. He said, "Hey, look at this. You know, it's a customized bobblehead. It looks just
like..."
Didn't
I tell you to get me an interpreter? Damn it, get me an interpreter. Get me an interpreter.
Right.
Is that from Quick Change?
Of course.
So you were like, "Oh, yeah, my friend is..." And then she just walked away, went to the bathroom to take a leak or something.
Wow.
Not like, "Hey, that really looks like him. That's pretty good." Nothing.
Did you hear the Hulk music in the background when she walked away?
Yeah, it was in my head.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to.
Whatever. When you did that, I was like, "This bitch is fucking jaded." So there's nothing that can surprise this one.
You know, maybe that's a good term, but yeah, they were getting annoyed at me last night because I wasn't smiling in the chat room. I have a stone face.
Okay, and?
And it was annoying them that I wasn't smiling and laughing at the show.
Fuck them if they can't.
But I was very amused. The Cousin Joe show was absolutely fucking hilarious. Okay. They played this call of some guy that Joe went to high school with.
Oh.
I guess junior high and high school.
Right.
And he's like semi-retarded. They were saying he was retarded, but he's obviously like...
Well,
he's
that's
one
always
of those,
funny.
He's
is.
Like one of those guys...
Just a little slow.
Who has, yeah, a little slow and has like this, the extreme social dysfunction. And he absolutely... I mean, I knew immediately when he asked Joe, "So, do you have a girlfriend?"
Uh-huh.
I knew where it was going. I knew it was going with the... that he was gay.
Okay.
And it totally came out. And he totally admitted to giving...
Did you do that shit on purpose?
No. You see? That's why you don't do shit without fucking asking.
Oh, dude, that was fucking
why you don't do shit without asking. That capacitor holds a charge, dude.
That ripped my fucking through me, man.
The capacitor holds a charge, dude. Fucking Chris, man.
Holy shit.
Chris is going to kill you.
Awesome.
How are your fingers? How are you feeling?
No, it's good. I'm not burned or anything.
You're wearing
dude,
the band-aids.
Only, no, man, it was one.
First shot of the night.
It was only one?
I didn't yell. No, it was one ring.
I know. Why did you do that?
I didn't press anything.
No. He put the battery in.
I didn't know yet.
That's why you got a fucking ass.
Hold on a second.
That's not burnt skin.
Hold on a second. What? He kept saying, "Don't put the battery
in
there."
All you have to do is press the button.
The battery is the fucking switch.
Let me ask you a question. How you suppose I'm supposed to do shock therapy on him when I can't shock him when he yells?
You have to follow
instructions. So every time he yells, I gotta fucking slip on the battery and then press the button.
No. Look.
What?
We used it before.
Just one ring closed the circuit, man.
Nice.
I didn't even put the other. Imagine if it was both.
Oh. Wow, that like blew him back.
You should have seen him. Did you see him?
Let me tell you something, though.
You're like,
we should, Brody, we should just get a regular stun gun because I watched.
But I didn't yell. I don't get.
Chris, explain what happened. Explain what happened.
I was getting it ready because.
Don't get marinara sauce on this board.
If he screams, all right, what do I have to do? I have to slip in the battery?
We were supposed to introduce the device, and I was going to say, okay, now when you're...
Well, what time are you going to introduce it? It's fucking a half hour into the show. You're not going to fucking introduce the device?
I dug my nails into my palm.
Okay. Whoever was going to... Heidi was saying something.
We were talking about something else
Heidi
right
was
now.
Saying something.
I dug my nails into my palm.
Sure, put that in front of the camera because you actually...
You're not going to be able to see that.
You actually... He actually put his nails
into
his...
You're not
going to
be able to... You can't see
not
that.
Even, you're not going to see that.
Forget it.
Yeah, so
right. Let's describe the device to everyone. Alex took a camera. He took a... Well, you explain it. You did it.
I took a one-time use camera and... I...
Holy shit, that thing is hot.
Yo, that
it's
thing is...
It's fucking hot,
It's
man.
Charging, dude. That fucking thing is charging. Give me that shit.
Dude, one ring completed the circuit.
Pop the battery out. I'm not even going to touch it. Pop it out with that stick. Right.
It's fucking hot, man.
Out and to the side. There you go. Okay, now you got to discharge the fucking capacitor. Press the button.
Okay.
Okay.
You gotta discharge the fucking capacitor.
Look.
Man, that was weird, man.
Alex, that was great. Come on.
Dude, you're a genius, man, from a fucking camera, man.
Imagine.
You made that in Dexter's Lab.
Yeah.
Did you watch Beakman's World this week or something?
You know how the end of Dexter's Lab, it's like there's doom and gloom and things go boom in Dexter's Lab?
Yes, yes.
Look, this is the way the fucking thing works, okay? these one-time use cameras have a flash that is charged by a capacitor because...
Wait, can you...
And you have to discharge the capacitor.
Is this another thing you can say over the air? Is this like a thing?
No, I'm not going to say how I constructed it.
All right, good.
I just wired it so that there are two leads coming out from where the flash would be connected to. I left the flash connected so that you can see when it actually goes off. All
right.
But I left the two leads out, which linked to your rings, which you had one on. I thought you needed two.
I guess not.
But apparently you closed the circuit, bro.
I guess.
Maybe you're grounded. That's what it is.
I got to tell you something. I think we're better off with a stun gun.
I was going to say that before we do any of this shit, I was going to ask you, do you have like a heart arrhythmia?
Not that you know of.
Nah. When was the last time you had a physical?
When I went for the police exam.
Okay.
That could be good, though. That could snap him out of it.
Or it could just throw his fucking heartbeat out of whack.
No, I had an EKG, and they said I was fine.
Okay, so...
Into atrial fibrillation?
That was good.
Right. This thing is a one... It holds a 1.5... a AA battery. Okay, but the capacitor charges it up to 600 volts. But it's low amperage. The problem with that is that the volts will burn you. That's why you're wearing band-aids on that you're going to put in contact with the rings.
Right.
The thing is...
So you don't get burned. That's keeping him from getting burned. That's perfect.
If you didn't have that ring on, the fucking connector would have burned.
I don't mind about a burn. You get burns, but I just don't want the thing embedded in my flesh.
Look, dude, that's what would have happened.
Can I just say...
So I don't want...
That's what would have happened. Okay, that thing would have gotten so...
That would be awesome if it gets embedded in your flesh.
That thing would have gotten...
No, it's not awesome.
Why not?
Because that's the same difference as the fish hooks, and I didn't want the fish hooks in me.
Right. Right.
The fish hooks don't leave a mark.
Hold on a second. You had one of the rings on...
The band-aid.
Look at that.
It burned the band-aid.
Look at that.
It totally burned the band-aid.
Imagine
if that totally was... It totally did.
That's just dirt.
No, the glue on the band-aid is burned. He just put it on.
Unless you got dirty band-aids in that fucking
hand. No, you got a dirty hand.
They were sealed.
My hand is dirty.
He does not have a dirty hand.
My hand.
The glue on the band-aid is charred.
Right. What I was going to say is before you put that battery in, let this fucking guy know what you're doing.
Babs wants to know what it felt like.
Was it like a shot?
No, it wasn't.
Everything just got hazy.
It wasn't.
You were able to yell, so
it wasn't pain. I don't know. It was just this weird
a shock.
Yeah, I don't know. Like it's not. I've stuck a fork in a outlet.
Yeah.
And I just remember these
tightness.
Yeah, like these waves of like rings just grabbed your around hand. My hand. Yeah. It wasn't pain or anything.
There's 200.
It was weird. Wow.
There's 120 volts in an outlet.
Was it a steady shock or a quick?
Dude, it was consistent. It's like fucking yanked.
It went right through you.
Yeah, it kept going.
That was awesome, dude. You're like, ah!
His headphones.
No, because I threw them off. I don't know why. Instinctively, I thought metal or wiring.
Yeah, that's good that you threw them off.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
Yo,
I'm thinking the wires are going through.
My wife was like, I don't think you should do this. And I said, I don't think so either.
I was watching. I looked at her immediately as soon as it happened to see what her reaction was. And she just
looked at Rudy and look at
I did. Like, I looked at Babs. I was like, because I bet she had something to say about this.
I just wasn't ready for it. That's
the best. I just wasn't ready for it.
That was good for the show. But not good for you.
First thing, it's
not.
It's really funny.
Show him the video. You saw the fucking thing, what it did to the fucking needle nose.
What?
The needle nose.
The pliers.
Oh, they tried that shit.
Yeah, they got burned.
Yeah.
The spark.
Yeah, there was a spark and it burned.
So what it is, it's hot wired, so it's always on. All the button does.
I thought my watch stopped.
Your heart almost.
Imagine.
No. Well, see, that's the thing. This thing is hot wired so that when you put in the battery, It completes the circuit and starts charging the capacitor.
So the
button discharges it. But you know what? If the capacitor was already charged, like it was, the minute you fucking touched the thing.
I just don't understand. I only put one ring on.
I don't know.
Wait a minute. It doesn't matter.
Hang on a second. Right. Both are connected to the leads. It doesn't matter if you have it on or not. The fucking shock is going to come through it.
You've got to decide.
No. It's two leads, two connectors.
Or a sheep.
What was that?
You've got to decide if you're what?
Wolf or sheep.
All right. So you said that maybe you did have the other one on?
I think I had it on because it's charred. This one's charred up a little bit too. I think the second I put it on, that's when I completed it.
I don't think we should use it again.
I don't think that's good. No.
Babs was like, you want to test it?
I think the stun gun is the better.
So you giving up already?
How am I giving up?
This is scary. This is a frightening thing right here.
I wasn't yelling and I got fucking shocked. How am I giving up? It was my idea. You got shocked
for the yelling that you did two shows ago.
I guess.
Yeah, that was payback, bitch.
All right. Hey, so I sucked it up then. I got my key.
Yeah, you handled it.
Come on, put the ring back on.
I'm not going to... You put him on.
No, this is your idea. Go ahead.
It was my idea, and I got shocked. So go ahead, big man. Throw him on.
No, you got to keep...
I'll put it on.
Why are you rubbing his back?
I said...
I feel bad for him.
Oh, get the fuck out of here,
Listen, I had no beef about putting him on. I did, but he completed the circuit. I thought you were going to... I thought it was going to be like Ghostbusters. You were going to shock me as soon as I started yelling. I wasn't even yelling.
That's what I wanted to do. I didn't know that was going to turn on.
You think I knew?
I didn't know.
Okay, so again, you
blame Alex then. Don't blame me.
I'm not blaming anybody.
Don't blame me.
I'm not going to put him on if it's not going to be.
Don't blame Alex. Me. Don't blame
I
Alex.
I said this was
Hang
a bad
on.
Idea from
put him on.
That's right, because Alex said we shouldn't use it. So come on. I'm blaming you, Chris.
You got a heart arrhythmia? We can straighten that out right here. Again.
I don't have an arrhythmia. I have a slight murmur and a slight arrhythmia. And I get palpitations and whatnot.
Wow.
I might. You know what? I've gotten EKGs, but every once in a while, like if I see a pretty girl.
Yeah. I told you guys I've never.
My heart will skip a beat.
Sure.
It's weird how that actually happens.
It flutters in your chest.
Well, then you would have been dead by now because you're with Babs all the time.
When I first met her.
Now he's settled in with it. That's good.
You know what?
No, that's good.
It's been proven that Chris has more game than I do. All right? Fine.
It's been proven? Proven?
Well. Yeah.
Elaborate.
We went out to the Cringe Humor Show on Wednesday night, and right. after the show, we went to the Comedy Cellar, the Olive Tree Cafe at the Comedy Cellar.
Uh-huh.
And Chris was giving advice to Kieran from Lunatic Radio about how to play this girl.
Okay.
And we said that Chris had game because obviously he got me, right?
Yeah, that's for sure.
So
he got something,
and he's got more game than I do. He's got something, right? He's got something. So you can't really deny.
I know what it is.
As absurd as it may sound, obviously he knows what he's talking about.
I know what it is too. You wrote about it in somebody's chat room.
I did.
And not a chat room, in a forum.
What did I say?
You said he got a fucking cock the size of a bear. Remember that? You remember writing that?
If only it was that. But
there's
more.
Unfortunately,
more.
It was baby bear.
How do you remember?
Sleeping in my bed.
I didn't. I went.
Was got it just right.
No, that's right.
I wanted to leave that part out.
That's right. Papa Bears
remember?
Was too hot. Mama Bears was too cold. Oh, baby Bears was just right. Papa Bears was too hard. Mama Bears was too soft. Baby Bears was just right.
Still a bear.
A wheelchair basketball player in the NBA has more game than I do.
That's true. I have no game, apparently.
I don't believe that. I don't believe that.
Oh, can I tell you something? The girl that we talked about last week.
Joe is posting stun guns for us.
Good.
We need that. It's absolutely what we need. We need someone who's in the know. I want what Joe has because they used it on everybody multiple times.
That's 700 volts. This thing is only 600 volts.
It has to do with the amperage.
I'm not saying about. I'll take the volts, man. Watts or volts. I'm just saying. Let's get the prod.
You don't care?
No, man. It's just. It doesn't. It's. I didn't think it was going to be funny if it just happens. I wasn't yelling during the beginning
of
the show.
Can we just get the prod?
Whatever, man.
Don't get the prod.
Why not? That's awesome.
Dude, are you serious?
You know what I'm saying? It's not going to be funny.
You know what? A key part.
It won't be.
I got to know because I got me a drop top. If I hit the switch, I can make the ass drop. Look, all I'm saying is before you like that, right, Chris? You like that? All I'm saying is before you shocked him, I wanted to get a verbal waiver from you because I didn't know if you fucking have an arrhythmia.
We said that. I read we that, said that this last week. There is no waivers on this show.
Right.
That's what Babs is worried.
If he dies, he dies.
If he dies, he dies. And then they zoom into that one guy with the mustache. He looks like he's in serious condition.
Every one
what
of them.
What the fuck is this guy?
Every one of them's got a mother.
I have it. Serious gin buzz on right now, just so everyone knows.
That means it's going to be a good show.
I'll make the other one a little less.
Oh, yeah.
I think
it's going to be good.
I think she's got game. I'm telling you, we got to go out. We got to go out
So wait, listen.
Kieran.
That girl?
Yeah.
Hung out with her, last week or whatever?
Wait.
She's been calling me?
Of course.
Oh.
I'll call her back.
Oh, I know who she is.
Hold on a second.
Treat her like shit.
She called me last night. Oh, was it last night? Yes, last night she called me. It was late. I called her back. I'm like, look, I was out late last night. I'm kind of out of it. Oh, all right.
Yeah. That's
it. I understand. Okay. So that was it.
Can you hang up? Don't call her back. She'll call you back within...
No. It's all right. It's cool. See, this is the thing. I kind of want to be friends with this girl.
Okay.
Why?
Because she's cool.
She's a cool girl.
For what?
Chicks can be friends without having to fuck each other, okay?
No, they can't.
But
they
at the same time, listen, I totally want to fuck her.
Exactly. Hmm. Even if it doesn't happen, in one of their minds, somebody wants to taste pussy.
At least in my mind.
Of course
she she's giving you all the hints.
She's putting out there. Relax.
She's seeing Heidi. Mm-hmm. I could do it if I wanted to, and that's her power
there. And I've been, stalking her via MySpace, and I think she may have already... forayed with other chicks.
Alright, good.
Of course she has.
That's good.
She's experienced.
Treat her like
but
shit.
Then, Chris is trying to hook her up with Kieran, and she's not into guys. I told you, she's
doesn't
not
matter,
into guys right now.
Doesn't matter. She only has to play a role.
She's not into guys right now.
She doesn't have to be. She's only going to be playing a role.
I didn't get that part.
The role is going to be...
Because you don't have any game.
I say we take this girl to a club, we take it to a lesbian club, and we just sit back and
just
see
leave
what
her
happens.
Alone.
Oh, yeah, we need Riss to be my beard.
Oh, yeah.
That's what we gotta do.
We need Rissa.
The goal
Project
was,
Chaos.
The goal was the first just experiment. To have this girl around him. That's what the goal was.
Well,
something.
That's not
because
the other person
to see if something happens.
Let me just say something. She's not in a position
she's psychotic.
She's
perfect.
But she doesn't go out. She stays in her house. She told me, she was like, I'm always here, so you know where I am.
Aww.
Legs wide open anytime you want
to. With her fucking stubbly snatch.
Plus, so unloaded.
I actually brought up the Cousin Joe show for a reason, and the call from the semi-retarded guy. We all went to high school with these people. Everybody knew somebody like this, right? Well, you didn't really go to high school, right?
I did, and then I just kept going. I went to school, all right.
You walked in the entrance and walked right out the exit.
Dude, I actually, there's a story that goes with that, but that's true.
Before I heard the call, which was
fuck this shit, man, I could teach myself better.
Knowledge of the streets.
I don't know, Chris, I don't know if you heard it, but it was brilliant. It was fucking brilliant radio. It was fantastic. Because they had him call in to the live show number.
Yeah. And they pretended like...
And they tell him
at
the end.
Call me at this time.
He was like, I told you, this is the show number. You're on the show.
And the guy started flipping out.
Yeah.
Oh, man. How many people? It was like, nah, no one heard you. No one listens to the show.
Wait, what are you saying? Whoa, what's up with that?
Hey.
Yeah, what's going on?
This?
That's the cat.
Is it?
Yeah.
It is?
Mm-hmm.
It looks like a fucking plastic soda bottle.
Anyway.
Sorry. I'm sorry. Hello. All right, so
for Patrick, who he says he has a monotone voice, that's a little change up for you, Patrick.
There you go. There's the flavor from Alex.
So, all right.
Long story short, it reminded me of this kid that I went to school with, except that this was before I heard the call. This guy that I went to school with, I went to public school 1 year in fourth grade, and he happened to be in my fourth grade class, and he had some kind of palsy.
Why are you laughing?
I should have brought in my yearbook. I should have brought in my senior year yearbook to show you guys. Mm-hmm. Anyway, fourth grade, he had this palsy. He wore a helmet.
Are you serious?
He wore a helmet.
Did he drool?
He was all messed up.
Did he keep saying, "Have you seen my wiener?"
No. That's just the thing is, I don't think he looks like I think that. I think he was only like socially retarded. I think other
Not
than that, he was all right.
Okay.
He was so physically fucked up. He had a secretary, and for 2 weeks out of the year, so each person in the class took a turn at being his secretary in fourth grade.
Wow,
and
man.
You
that's
had
to—that's great, man.
And
I
you
mean,
had
that's
to,
cool
and now he's the president.
You had to write out, you know, whatever, you know, he wanted written down.
Yes.
And he was really mean to me when I was his secretary.
He was mean.
He yelled at me.
He was like, "I'm gonna fire
you!
You
stupid! You don't understand!"
Well, what'd you do?
He'd say, "I'm stupid."
I asked him like one time, like what he said. I was like, "I'm sorry, what?" And he was like, "You don't stupid."
He unloaded. He was like, "All right, that's it.
I told you chocolate milk."
So then I didn't see him. I guess I went to junior high with him also. By high school, he had become very popular because he was taken under the wing of the popular people.
Okay.
He joined the wrestling team.
Mm. Oh, my God. Watch out.
Retard strength.
They got that retard strength.
All state, right?
He was on the wrestling team, and the wrestling team used to do laps in the second floor of the high school around the loop, right?
Okay.
That's what they used to do after school, is run around the second floor.
And what happened?
And I happened to be coming up to my locker.
He said, "I
was alone in the hallway."
Right.
And he came down, and I was always like, you know, it really bothered me that the girls would all hang all over him. Oh, Robbie, because you know they weren't doing anything with him. They were just putting on an act.
Okay.
And these are the girls who wouldn't give me the time of day, but they would fawn all over this retarded kid.
Okay.
Pissed me off, right? It pissed me off because I wanted those girls to be nice to me.
Goddamn retards.
Fucking retards, man.
So
over the world.
Breathing over the white man's ass.
So I went to my locker, and he comes in his... You know, in his suit and his helmet, and he comes around the corner, and he's with his buddies, his popular guy wrestling buddies,
uh-huh.
And he goes, "Hey, baby!" It's burned in my brain that sound. Okay, you understand?
You thought a dolphin
this
was
is, talking. I'm telling you, this is like 1989. Okay, you understand?
Do you know where this is from? Take care. Listen, but this is De Niro.
Right.
It's not the laugh from that other movie that he laughs like this. Oh my!
Hey. I will never forget the sound of "Hey, baby."
Chris, you know what you got to do tonight, right?
And
my
face turned red, my ears turned red. I was horrified.
Chris is
going to
be
absolutely horrified.
Chris is going to be behind you tonight. Like,
his parents gave him a Jeep Cherokee.
He drove.
He drove.
That's not supposed to.
That's not cool. Well,
what's up with that?
His parents gave him.
Was he really mentally retarded?
He wasn't mentally retarded.
What was he?
He was
physically.
He said he was palsied. He was palsied.
He has cerebral palsy.
Serious. Cerebral really bad. Palsy.
But he was on a wrestling team.
He was on the wrestling team.
Nobody would dare.
And his parents gave him. He walked all fucked up. He was like,
yeah, that's true.
He had the big shoes. The big shoes and the braces.
His parents gave him a Jeep Cherokee.
That's not fucking
Listen.
Cool at all, man.
Man
that
those are good parents.
Cool
and immediately
all,
I was
Wait,
like,
do that again, Heidi.
Do the walk. Isn't she sexy? Look how sexy she is.
Do the voice. Because they didn't hear it.
Hey, baby.
Baby, what?
So his parents gave him a Jeep Cherokee, and I was pissed about that too. I was like, "That's so fucked up. Why would they give that kid a fucking Jeep? He's gonna crash that shit." And you know what?
He
did.
Good.
You are psychic and psychotic.
And I've got another thing on that train.
Oh.
So he crashed it, wrecked it, destroyed it.
Didn't kill himself though.
No.
God fucking God.
So here's the final thing. Okay, from fourth grade to 12th grade, this kid's been the bane of my existence. Senior yearbook.
A retarded kid is the bane of yours.
Isn't that sad?
Yeah, that is.
Senior yearbook comes out, and everybody's baby pictures are printed in the senior yearbook with a little message from your parents, right?
They look like Chunk.
And my parents bought a third of a page, okay? Some parents bought a whole page, and some parents who were divorced some kids got like a whole page and a whole page.
Yeah, because you
got
to compensate.
I just got my name printed.
My parents bought a third of a page. Mm-hmm. And this kid Robbie's parents, the retarded kid or the palsy
kid. Right next to you?
Hold on. Bought a third of a page.
Okay.
And they printed us side by side without a divider in the center. So it looked like, now this
together.
I'm telling you right now, you can look through the yearbook. Every single ad is divided by a border except for mine and Robbie's. There's no border between our ads.
Robbie.
And it looks like we have the same parents. It looks like we had the same parents, and they bought side-by-side ads for us.
I get
it. That's what it looks like.
Yeah, everyone's saying you got to scan that in for the site.
Everybody's saying, like, which one is the retarded one?
I'll rub out the guy's name.
Well, mine is pretty cute because I'm sitting in the high chair with the diaper on, and mm-hmm. and it's a total crotch shot.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Robert Mapplethorpe take your fucking family?
Wait, Cratcha, how old are you?
But also,
3 months.
Also, nice. When I was in 12th grade, my friend Joe and I used to get
cousin
his,
Joe?
No, my friend Joe. He was my best friend. We used to get in his escort wagon and go out to lunch every day.
All right.
Well, there was this kid, Alan, who used to ride shotgun in his friend's 5.0 Mustang.
Ooh.
And they would taunt us daily. They would pull up alongside us and rev the engine and scream, "Oh, it's the cool wagon!" Right?
Yeah, yeah. But they weren't really saying.
They were really mean, right. And they used to taunt us.
They
and I said, "That kid," meaning the shotgun kid, "is going to die in that car." And within a week, he was dead in that car.
Nice. Oh my God.
Crazy Carrie. Crazy Carrie.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I was, and I was like,
my pillows.
"Dude, I did it! I did it!"
I
killed him.
You jinxed him to the point where he died?
That kid is going to die in that car. Within a week, he was dead.
Wow, nice.
In that car.
Chris, watch your back, man.
Really, man.
Look at Chris. Chris is like, "I don't care. Kill me. Just hurry out of my misery."
It's like aliens.
I don't wish death on him.
No.
I've got Jews at my table.
Not your table. It's the place's table. Behave.
Fucking Jews. You know who that was, right?
No.
Listen, I was listening to some of those little sound bites, and I didn't like Jack Nicholson until I started hearing those.
That's
sound
Jack
bites.
Nicholson.
That's Jack Nicholson.
How did you not like Jack Nicholson?
He's a womanizer.
That movie is so chock full of fantastic sound bites. As good as it gets.
I think the best part of that movie was when Greg Kinnear got beat up. And they were like, "Oh, he doesn't look so bad." And then you see the other side of his face. It's like, "Oh, my God."
There was a lot of good parts in that
and
movie.
And the dog, when the dog goes into the apartment, he's running around.
Carol the waitress, Simon the fag.
Yeah, see?
Right, so Simon
have,
the fag.
So you have psychic powers.
I think I do a little bit.
I'm afraid he might pull the stiff one eye on me.
And
the stiff one eye?
I feel like there's a break coming on. I seem to sense a break coming up.
Wait, you mean in your life?
No, in the show.
Oh! What the fuck am I thinking about?
A pause in the show. I've got this beautiful grilled chicken, fresh mozzarella.
It does look very yummy.
Broccoli Rob, roasted red pepper, hero here.
I think I'm going to order that next time.
And I'd like to jam some of it into my mouth.
It's funny how half of it...
hey.
It's funny how half of it looks like Lindsay Lohan's crotch. Right?
What's your obsession with Lindsay Lohan's crotch?
Let me tell you something.
Crotch.
I have yet to see those pictures.
She's beautiful. Really?
You think Lindsay Lohan...
Not after that crotch shot. That was gross.
That was a funny-looking crotch.
Who said it was? Sure it looks her, like sure. Corned beef or something? What does it look
pastrami.
Like?
Pastrami.
Sure it's her because her head's down.
Yeah, her nose... I was thinking that, too, but her nose and her brow kind of give it away.
Brow.
You studied her that much that you know her brow...
I like Lindsay Lohan. What?
All right, listen.
I also like fucking, what's her name, with the face and the mouth.
With the face and the body. And
the one that walks and talks and shit.
Right.
Hey everybody, this is Ileana Lanai, the sexiest blogger of the year. And when I'm not making out with Heidi, I'm listening to the Chaos Radio Show on Cringe Humor Radio.
When the guys at Cringe Humor Radio approached the Hooter and Greenway Show and asked us to make a promo, we decided that there's nothing that really says the Hooter and Greenway Show like our sensitive interviewing style. So take a step into our sensitive side here at the Hooter and Greenway Show. Mr. Snicky, live in studio, right here on the Hooter Greenway Show.
How often are you around?
Whenever I say.
Really? So you're like, hey,
look at you, queen, riding high. You absolutely. Just boss these dudes around.
Oh, absolutely. My ego is the size of Texas.
Huh?
I have a
Where's Texas? I know of Texas.
I have
Where's
a
Texas?
Huge,
is that, is that Texas where you pay, or is that Texas, the state and the union?
My
you
fiance.
Dumb fuck.
My
I thought you were an educated stripper whore, but you're not. You're a fucking wannabe queen bitch cunt bag who worships, who knocks guys around, who don't have big cocks to tell you to shut the fuck up and give you a good backhand when you need one. That's what you would do if you were my girl. And you know what? The fuck I'm getting laid part, I get laid by any broad I want to when I want because they like that shit.
Except for Nancy.
You see what I mean?
Nancy's a cunt bag and I hope she dies. Never ring the inappropriate bell. That's how I take care of my subs.
There it is, Tony Soprano himself.
So make sure that you get your sensitivity fixed. Only on
the Hooter and Greenway Show.
Live every Saturday night, 10 p.m. Eastern. Only on
FinchHumorRadio.com.
My postmenopausal pussy just dried up on the Cousin Joe Show.
Hey, this is great, man.
Health officials have condemned a feces-filled and urine-soaked mobile home inhabited by a 68-year-old woman and her 22-year-old daughter, and their 66 cats and dogs.
They're all dead?
No, they were all walking around covered in shit.
Oh, my God.
3 inches of shit. She's drunk, laying on her stomach, face down in shit now. I know, it's a fucking losing situation here.
Lose-lose.
Make a dog shit angel.
Imagine if the phone rings and you gotta run across the fucking trailer and then you... You just slip a couple times and fall in the dog shit. And yeah, the sound it's got to make when you're walking on it.
Oh, my God.
The Cousin Joe Show every Wednesday and Thursday nights from 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time on CringeHumorRadio.com.
A lot of times when I'm playing with my pussy at night and I have an orgasm, I like to lick the juices off my fingers afterwards. Listen to the Chaos Radio Show Friday nights at 8 p.m. on Cringe Humor Radio.
You can see the good life all around you. The people with the bigger homes, the fancier cars. Everyone seems to be living the American dream except you. Well, it doesn't have to be that way anymore. You can make a fortune performing fellatio in the comfort of your own home. Call 718-878-1696 now to order my new DVD, Tricks of the Trade, The Art of Sucking Cock. And you can start earning money like a pro. The Art of Sucking Cock teaches you, step by step, the ins and outs of giving world-class head. Order now, and I'll throw in, absolutely free, a bonus DVD, The Secrets of My Anal Success. The Secrets of My Anal Success gives you all the tips you'll need to enjoy anal sex with instructions on cleaning out, relaxation techniques, and the best positions. Why waste another second? Whether you're just looking for a second income, or if you're ready to quit your job and start living the good life, you must call now. Don't miss out on this great money-making opportunity.
Don't you just hate when this happens?
Hey, yo, where's my money, bitch? Where's my money?
Nigga, I told you, I ain't got your money.
Come over here, I'm gonna get you. Stay still, stand still. Ah, goddamn, bitch, I hit.
Well, say goodbye to Miss SmackDowns with the Ho Homing Laser. Developed by NASA, this laser-equipped pinky ring will put an end to surly sluts.
Motherfucker, get up out my face with that noise.
Misbehaving mistresses.
Oh yeah, look at the big man. I'm so tired of your lies, you bastard. Let's see what your wife thinks about all this.
Cash hogging hoes.
Business was very slow today, Bobby. This is all I got.
Just place the whole homing laser on your pimp hand, and the state-of-the-art motion sensor does the rest. As soon as you lift your hand to slap a bitch, the laser automatically targets her cheek and... voila!
Ow!
Instant respect.
Yeah, that's right. What a man, huh? What a man, bitch.
Why do you hit so hard? I was just fucking with you, daddy.
Aye, raise up off me. Raise up. Here's your money, honey.
Our confidential hotline is open 24/7 to take your order. Dial 1-800-946-3626. That's 1-800-WHO-D, that's the letter D, MAN. Who the man? Operators are standing by. Call today.
Let's get it all in perspective. For all y'all enjoyment, a song y'all can step with. Y'all appointed me to bring rap justice, but I ain't 5-0, y'all know it's Nas, yo. Grey Goose and a whole lot of hydro only describe us as soldiers, survivors. Stay laced in the best, well dressed with finesse in the white tee, looking for white meat. The girl who fly and talk so nicely, put her in the coupe so she can feel the nice breeze. We could drive through the city, no doubt, but don't say my car's topless. Say the titties is out. Newness, here's the anthem. Put your hand up that you shoot with, count your loot with. Push the pool stick in your new crib, same hand that you hook with. Swing around like you stupid. King of the town, yeah, I've been that. You know I click clack, where you and your men's at? Through the smurf, through the wop, baseball bat. Rooftop like we bringin' 88 back. They shootin'. Oh, I made you look. You a slave to a page in my rhyme book. Getting big money, playboy, your time's up. Where them gangsters, where them dimes at? They shootin'. Oh, I made you look. You a slave to a page in my rhyme book. Getting big money, playboy, your time's up. Where them gangsters at? Where them dimes at? This ain't rapping, this is street hop. Now get up off your ass like your seat's hot. My live niggas lit up the reefer. Trunk of the car, we got the street sweeper. Don't start none, won't be none. No reason for your mans to panic. You don't wanna see no ambulances. Knock a pimp's drink down in this pimp cup. That's the way you get Timberland up. Let the music diffuse all attention. Baller convention, free admission. Hustlers, dealers, and killers come on swift. Girls get close, you can feel where the tools kept. All my just coming homies, parolees. Get money, leave the beef alone slowly. Get out my face, you people so phony. Pull out my waist, the eagle 440. They shootin'. Oh, I made you look. You a slave to a page in my rhyme book. Getting big money.
Welcome back to the Chaos Radio Show. It smells like Jack Daniels in here.
But that's not what you said. You said I smell Jack.
I smell Jack. That's what I said.
What is this Jack you speak of?
Jack Daniels.
Of course.
We're back.
A little bit of Nas.
We were talking about
killing people.
Killing people off with my psychic abilities. And I think our friend Joe from the Cousin Joe Show would like to call in and speak to us about, I don't know, foretelling death, perhaps? I don't know.
This isn't Joe who said, hey, baby.
His name was Robbie.
That's what I said.
Nah, his name was Joe.
Now
you can just change their names all
it
the time.
Is now. Hey.
Is that Cousin Joe?
What's going on? I on speaker cell?
Yeah, word.
Alright. Well, yeah, I killed somebody just like Heidi, too.
You did, right?
Yeah.
I knew we were kindred spirits.
But I think I was 11 or 12 years old. One of the neighbors on the street here was delivering papers, so I would go out, like, on my front steps, concrete steps, I get the paper from him. He was a few years older than me. And this one time he was fucking around with me, like he picked me up and I think he dropped me by accident. I don't know if it was an accident.
Oh, he dropped me
on the concrete. It scraped the shit out of like under my chin. It was just like totally cut up for months. And I was never really religious, even though I was brought up that way.
Right, yeah, me too. Okay.
I would pray. Literally every night I would pray that this kid died.
Holy shit.
And I swear to God, within a month, in the back of a Jeep that crashed into a tree.
Right.
Everybody else was wearing their seatbelt except him, and he did one of the cartoon character slams right into the tree. Yeah.
Joe, let me tell you something.
Oh,
you killed that kid.
Yeah, yeah. No doubt.
He prayed to God. And God answered his prayers.
Yeah. God is also an assassin.
You know, let me tell you something. I don't think it has anything to do with God. It's just that he wished it so hard. It happened.
Doesn't it feel great, Heidi?
Yeah, you know, I felt very powerful, and the whole school was very broken up about it. Everybody was in mourning, crying, and I was like, yeah, I fucking did it.
All right, can we?
When I heard it, I was like, okay.
Yeah.
Can we do something now then? Can the both of you wish me dead and see if it happens, that we can prove whether you're psychic or not?
No, because...
Do it now!
No.
Do it.
No. That'd be for a good reason.
Yeah, exactly. You gotta really mean it, you know?
Well, you know what? I might be part of your little clique, because I remember my mom beat the shit out of me one time.
And you prayed for your mom to die?
I wish she was dead. And, of course, you know, 30 years later she died.
Alex, you just ruined it, because I was going to shut you down and be like, no, you're not in the clique. But then you had to bring up that it was your mom.
So I'm in now. I'm good.
What's that, Joe?
You doesn't count.
Oh, okay.
30 years is too long, right? Even if it is your mom.
All right, guys. Well, amazing show tonight. Keep it up. I'll be listening.
Thanks a lot,
Joe.
Later, Joe. Good night, man.
Good night.
All right.
Oh, that was cool.
Can you just do it?
So, see, that's very similar to my story. Absolutely ties in.
It works.
And you think God had nothing to do with that?
I have erectile dysfunction of the microphone.
Apparently.
Wait, you have what?
She has
my mic just went limp.
A hard time keeping it up. It's not the mic's fault. It's your fault. Yeah. So
apparently.
You're not doing something.
Talk dirty to
me. What is wrong with me?
You're not doing something.
What am I not doing for you?
Talk dirty to it. Get it excited.
I had a boyfriend with ED.
Huh?
He was gay, right?
Yeah, because that's the only way I would have ED with you.
No, he was not gay.
He just had a lot of coke in his system, right?
I don't know if it was that.
Alcohol?
He had a lot of issues.
Did you dress up for him? Did you?
Dude, I was 18.
Is his initials CI?
No. Yeah. No.
Not going to touch that one.
But I was 18. I was 18, I guess 18 and 19.
CI.
It wasn't CI. But it was very frustrating.
He has a little bear dick. And it's soft all the time.
Baby bear.
Right. Sorry. Yo, what the fuck is wrong
little
with you?
Little bear, baby bear, cub, whatever.
Yo, that's a good angle, angle.
It kept happening, and he kept blaming it on the fact that his sister had died. And
well, that'll definitely put a damper on you. And you were like, I don't give a shit. Get that shit hard. I don't give a damn whether she died in a car accident.
I was with him for over a year. It was a problem.
So you tried to work it out.
Yeah.
You know what?
It's the same guy with the shit on his ass.
No, it is not.
That's a different issue.
That was gross, man.
It's not the same guy. It's a different guy. And this is someone that I was actually engaged to. I had a ring on my finger.
Wow, Jesus.
That's why you helped work it out.
How old are you?
When we were engaged.
You give up that commitment pretty easily.
Yeah, right.
I guess you're not so choosy with your future spouses.
Well, let me put it this way. Let me put it this way.
This is gonna be bad.
I've been pregnant twice. I was engaged to one of the fathers and married to the other.
Well, he was gay. Didn't you see he was gay?
You got some good stories. No wonder you're fucking jaded. You've done it all, baby. Yeah. You've been all around.
So speaking of which,
coming from Mr. I banged my wife's friend.
Yeah, right. Well,
about me.
Hold on a second. That's where Alex and I have.
When I came out wrong, my friend's wife.
I was about to ask. I was like, when did this happen?
Sorry.
I remember your wife's friend came out to me. I was like, is that the same girl?
Hang on one second. No. That didn't happen.
All I'm saying is, what was I saying?
It's not the same girl, right?
Huh? What are you talking about?
Alex did not bang his wife's friend. That didn't happen. That's not a true statement.
Right. Maybe they we don't know about.
However,
he bangs everybody.
Well, I haven't banged you yet.
It's
you got, and you got a fucking bear cock.
So
I love
he's got a baby bear cock. So back to the. It's just right.
It's baby. It's bear when he pulls the skin back.
That's right.
Oh, that's cute. Makes me want to fuck you right now.
Come on, Chewie.
That's so hot.
Yo, somebody.
You got lipstick dick.
Huh?
What is that called?
When the lipstick comes out.
No, that's dog dick.
Dog dick.
Yeah, but what do they call it? They call it like the Red Rocket or something, don't they?
That's a dog dick.
What's the nickname?
You got a dog dick.
My dog Malta used to have a lipstick.
You mean the dog that used to... Listen, you want to hear something fucked up?
His lipstick used to come out all the time.
She used to let her other dog fuck her other male dog.
What?
Yeah.
It's dominance.
That dog used to...
What's all this gayness going
on? That dog used to...
You know why?
There was actually penetration at one point.
Why would you let some other dog fuck your dog?
They were both my dogs.
And that makes it okay.
Let me straighten it out for one second. Tell it, Chris. You were never there. You never saw them.
Doesn't matter. You're defensive.
I want to hear his angle.
Let's get it off.
Easy, baby. Easy. Holy shit.
Shock me. Why don't you shock me?
I was about to say, I think that somebody needs a shock.
Let's go.
It's on, dude.
I ain't got the band-aid.
It's on.
I don't care about band-aids. Let's do it. Wrap paper towels around
it. It's on. You hear me? That shit is fucking on, dude.
Don't
touch those rings. As a doctor...
Look, I'll tell you...
I'm not a doctor,
but... personal experience, you touch one ring, it completes the circuit.
Come on.
I'm not a doctor, but I played doctor plenty of times.
Go ahead. Tell your story.
All right. Here's my theory.
Tell Heidi's story.
Here's my theory.
Yeah, right. Yeah, tell my story about my dogs that you never met.
Here's my theory. Can I just...
Go ahead, bro. Go ahead. Right. Preach on, brother.
Her ex was gay.
Okay.
Right.
All
right.
Was?
No.
Is. You babbles. Whatever.
No.
He's gay. He's
just
gay.
Discharged that capacitor.
Means he's gay. If he took dick...
Right.
If he took dick...
What if he gave, dick? That's
same
a great
difference.
That's a great topic.
Trust me.
He never took dick. Never took dick.
Anyway.
Doesn't make a difference.
Anyway.
Don't defend him, Heidi. Yeah. He's gay.
It's the way the world is.
He's a homo.
Sorry, it's just the way it is. It's the way the world
is. He's an egg beater.
He's a fairy.
It's the way it is.
Heidi angry. Angry Heidi.
Anyway, let me finish the story.
Go ahead, bro. Talk on, brother.
So he's gay, all right? Now he fucking, they just used to watch.
What?
As this other dog violated the
just
other male dog.
Just went to town.
Now, let me ask you something else. I see this dog today because he's still alive.
Let me tell you something.
He's not even nothing, right? He's nothing.
Yeah.
He's nobody. His life has been changed.
Yeah. He's been violated time after time.
And he's the big dog.
I go,
right?
What did you do when you saw it? She goes, I broke it up. I was like, all right, what happened when they were home alone? She was like, oh, it probably happened a bunch of times.
Wow.
I'm like, that's fucking crazy.
You have no idea what you're talking about. Look.
He got raped.
Hang on one
and
fucking second.
You're the
second.
Warden.
There's two dogs, okay? One's going to be Alpha.
Say the names.
Hank and Malta.
Okay.
Doctors.
Patrick wants to know that when he jerked off a guy, your ex, did he take it or give it back?
The only details I've been given... were when he was fucking a pre-op tranny.
Wait.
He was fucking a pre-op tranny.
What was his name, Jim Norton?
No. And he says to me, he said, Heidi, you would never know she's beautiful. But
good defense.
Sharing these stories with your ex.
But she's got a dick.
But
it doesn't get hard. And I fuck her in the ass because that's all she has.
You know what I would have said if I was you in that situation?
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, you know, he's telling you the story. I would have just said, you're a fucking faggot.
But then he would never tell her anything after
doesn't
that.
Doesn't matter. Yeah. Why would you want to know anymore?
He told
that's
me,
true. That's
he
gross.
He told me this while I was at work at my desk on the phone.
Hey, great.
Was he gloating?
That's and, a great time to tell somebody.
And he said, is this punking out? Am I kind of, is this not really doing the gay thing? Am I not really doing it? And I said, yeah, it really is absolutely not really doing it. You're completely fucking it up.
What are you talking about? He fucked a guy. That's gay.
He fucked a guy who looked like a woman.
Quit worrying. You'll be back on your knees in no time.
That mouse is hot tonight.
So appropriate, man. So wait a minute. Okay. That's a good question, bro.
No,
finish.
Can I just
go ahead. Tell the story about Hank and Malta.
There's two dogs. Okay, now, we lived in New Mexico. Everybody's got a dog. Everybody brings their dog everywhere they go.
Everybody's dog is gay.
My dog was never Alpha Dog. My dog was always submissive.
Can I ask you a personal question? Sure. Ever get an erection over a woman?
And all the lesbians used to comment on how polite my dog was and how they could tell that he was raised by a woman because he was so...
We keep getting off the subject of X being a
anyway.
Fucking flaming...
Anyway, yeah, there's always an alpha dog. Malta was the alpha dog.
You see how no game she has? She falls for a fucking faggot. And
I'm thinking about that dog, man. That poor fucking dog, man.
And the alpha dog. This is what dogs do. This is dog behavior. Okay, you've seen it. Yeah. Your female dog humps Chris's female dog.
Yes.
It's alpha dog.
She has done it.
Right. So,
but it's different. They're girls.
Malta,
they don't have vaginas.
Would hump.
I mean,
Hank.
Penises.
Okay,
that's lesbianism.
Right.
That's
beautiful.
Hot.
That's
even
beautiful.
In dogs, it's hot.
Right. I can watch that for hours.
In all the years that we lived together.
Let me ask you a question, though.
Hang on one fucking second.
Do you think your dog wanted to take it up the ass?
No.
Nobody wants it.
Because he wasn't taking it up the ass.
I don't know that.
Would you please stop talking?
She does have a point.
Hank would get
about
humped.
Him not talking.
Yeah, that mic shouldn't be on.
I know. Hank would get humped by Malta, and occasionally, and I'm telling you, in all the years that we were together, it happened maybe 2-3 times. Malta's dick actually slipped into Hank's ass,
and that's 2-3 times more than it should have happened.
And Hank would go.
We should have told you what the
fuck
is going on.
Do that into the mic, dude.
Which means his dick is in my ass and it doesn't belong there.
I don't want to break the mic.
You should have seen that face.
But he would go...
Like, what the... What is that?
And then he'd run away. And that would be that.
Well, you know,
but I'm telling you, but that rarely happened.
Like
I'm saying, in all the years that we lived together, it only happened like two times.
Why would you allow that to happen?
But Chris has to make a big deal about it and act like my dog was getting raped on a daily basis.
It is a big deal. It is a big deal.
It's not a big deal.
Of course it is.
Those are 3 or 4 times that you know of, but you said that you left him alone several times.
Baby girl, I'm pretty sure this dog
was like,
did not want to take it in the ass.
Relax. You guys
know
the worst.
Sorry, I'm seeing you point at the screen. I'm like, hey, can I see?
Is that appropriate?
Go ahead.
Let's do it.
Make that
hope you find him. Love that dog. You don't love anything, Mr. Udall.
You don't love that dog. You didn't love that dog, Hank. You still don't love Hank.
This poor man.
I love
and
him.
You know what? The thing is, who's Hank named after?
Hank Rollins.
The one of the most manly men out there.
That's right.
He looks that way anyway.
Yeah, about Hank Rollins.
Henry Rollins.
Henry Rollins.
That's who my dog is named after.
Is
hello.
Black Flag.
You think Hank Rollins would be
accepting
of that?
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
I think Hank Rollins would understand.
If you call Henry Rollins and you said
Hank Rollins was like, you let that fucking dog defile someone who has
after
money.
It was named after
end
me.
End of discussion, cock breath.
Oh!
That's
oh!
I'm gonna make that gin and tonic a little less, a little less strong, baby, because you are.
Do not twist my noodle, Ty Puddle.
That's good. Yo, Chris
wait, I would like to apologize for that last comment. That was
about
uncalled.
The cock butt part.
But I get he riles me. Do you understand?
Guys,
yeah, I know.
Do grow on trees.
Here's the
issue, to you, buddy. Sucking my dick.
See, the thing is, you use cock breath.
Yes.
I use condom breath.
Ah.
But cock breath is so much more worse.
Because there's no condom.
There's no barrier. There's no, right.
It's like
your mom's box is asking, is Henry Rollins gay? He said, isn't he gay?
He's not gay.
I don't think
he is. But rumors. But he's a sensitive guy. That's why I said Henry Rollins would understand.
He does poetry.
I'm
going to
play
New
Liar
Rican
on the next break.
Yeah.
Ed, why not?
I like Liar.
I like Liar. It's a good song.
Cause I'm sensitive.
A liar.
That's true.
Liar.
Do you know him? Have you seen his stand up?
Yeah. I saw that guy in Bradley's.
Cause I have.
I saw that guy in Bradley's on 14th Street in Union Square.
Yeah.
You know what he was buying?
What?
An umbrella.
Right, that makes sense. Because he's a sensitive guy.
He's definitely gay then.
He walked down the street holding his umbrella like it was a machine gun.
So after
but it was an umbrella.
After the Cousin Joe show last night, the Aristocrats were on.
Yes.
And I listened to the Aristocrats show.
Yes.
Until about midnight when you alerted me to the time and said get the fuck to bed.
Yeah, and then I got chastised because you were the only female in there.
Anyway, I really had to go to bed. So I'm in the Aristocrats chat room, and there's this dude who I guess is like a regular from before they came to Kryn.
Oh, so you didn't know this guy from previous?
I didn't know. You weren't there for the beginning. He was really, really mean. And
Vendo,
he
whatever
said,
his name is?
Yeah, Vendo. And he said, if you, I said something about I'm here and I count, and he was like, you don't count unless you're Carly. And I've never heard of Carly. Apparently, she's
what's Carly?
She's a female, semi-regular, someone who appears on the Aristocrats radio.
Okay,
show.
Okay, and a regular chatter.
You know, okay, I've listened to Aristocrats maybe 3 times now, and mm-hmm. I've yet to hear Carly.
Right.
I happen to host this show, and I know there's only been 1 or 2 shows without me.
Okay,
right?
All right.
There has?
Yeah, you did the show when Kelly and I went shopping, and we came late, and the show when Alex did the show.
Oh, yeah.
Some excuse to not do a show. You gotta go shopping.
Yeah, that one.
She's a woman, dude. You gotta expect this.
So anyway.
The Alex Solo show, man. That's classic.
I said, let's not talk about that. As far as I said, I don't know who Carly is. I'm Heidi, and I'm the only bitch on the station.
Okay.
You know, that show produced such gems as this.
Oprah Winfrey, full
president. Dude, she's going to win, man. She's going to win.
So,
all right. So you're like, look, I'm a cringe fucking DJ.
Right.
I get props over...
Not a DJ.
A show
hostess.
Right.
Host. I'm sorry.
Shouldn't that mic be off?
No.
So.
No.
Anyway.
No.
I don't know any other
And there's your answer.
So they
no.
go, they go, here's Carly. And then Derek comes back and he goes, shit, I don't have any pictures. And I go, well, www.myspace.com/Heidi. I go, that's my MySpace.
You're representing.
And Vendo goes, nobody cares. Shut up, nobody cares, or something to that effect. So I'm like, all right. And then he disappears, right? Said some other rude thing. Very rude.
He's in the chat room right now.
So, but here's the thing. Here's the formula. And this is what I was talking about at the beginning of the show. There's always somebody in the chat room who doesn't know who I am, who talks shit, who gets in my face, right. who gets fucked up with me. Right. And then by the end of
Where's my respect, man?
Yeah, but hold on.
Listen to this.
Because
part.
This is the formula. Because by the end of it, they're always being all nice
like,
with
oh,
me.
I didn't know who you were.
That's all because they're trying to get in your
It's
pants.
Not just that. It's that all of a sudden they realize there's video. Oh, that's who that is.
Right.
But not that I'm so hot. I don't even think I'm that good looking.
Now you got cred.
Or do they teach you to talk like this? And some Panama City sailor want a hump bar? Or is this getaway day and your last shot at his whiskey?
What I
so crazy
get.
Someplace else. We're all stocked up here.
Thank you.
So crazy.
But what I don't get is that you've got one chick in the chat room and
right.
she's on video and
right.
you're going to be nasty to her?
Right.
That doesn't make any sense.
That's a guy. It is, because he wants to scare away to one female so it can be a sausage fest.
Right, so you can be even though I'm in there going stupid fucking cunts or whatever, right?
Look.
Not being a hole.
Right.
Anyway.
Look, you be nice to the one chick, so she stays.
You're sorry for me.
I don't care. Right. I don't care.
You be nice to the one chick so she stays in there. When you left, I was like, where's the other taco?
So here's the thing. I am now going to credit Vendo.
Don't credit him shit.
What? No, I'm crediting him because he ended up being very kind to me in the end.
You know what? Fuck him.
No, don't fuck him. Don't fuck him. He's in the chat room, dude.
Yeah, well, you know what? That's one less fucking dick.
Here's the difference between us. I give a fuck about who's in the chat room. I give a fuck. I want people who are listening to be in the chat room
and
participate in the show.
And to be friends.
Oh, wait. Toucher has a
Yeah, Toucher was also...
Perhaps it's like it's a primary school when the boys tease the girls. They're mm-hmm. like,
mm-hmm. he's pulling your pigtails.
Right, he's pulling.
Is Toucher a girl?
Maybe
no. Toucher is a dude.
Are there any girls?
Don't you understand?
In Australia, there's Jessica.
And there's Babs.
Oh yes, and there's Babs. Of course,
she doesn't count. She's
just
taken.
Because she's taken doesn't mean she doesn't count. She's still a chick.
No, she's taken. She doesn't count.
Sarcastic chick is also taken. Okay. She's
Babs
good.
Is taken.
Sarcastic chick is good, and I want everybody.
Babs is, you know.
And we
Babs is part of the show.
And
basically.
If you had been able to come to the Kryn Humor show on Wednesday night, you would have met her.
She sounds like a great girl.
She's lovely, Luciana. She's,
mm-hmm. Yeah,
very
she sounds
nice
like
girl.
A great girl. From what I understand, she's a great girl. I've seen her MySpace. She's very her pictures are very honest, I'm going to say. They're not staged. It's just her on the webcam a couple of times. Yeah.
No, she's a cool girl. She's definitely cool.
Yeah, so that says a lot.
So anyway, I'm
going to
credit Vendo right now because I told him in the chat room last night that I would credit him with this story about this dude with a sword, and I don't believe it was a samurai sword.
Okay.
I think it was just a sword because he said it was a family heirloom. he lives with his mom.
Of course.
I'm sorry. I wrote this down because I was fascinated by it. It's obviously a Native American name. Oconomowoc, Wisconsin.
All right.
And he lives with his mom. And about 1 a.m., he heard a woman screaming.
Oh, yeah, heard about that.
In the apartment above him.
Yeah, I heard about that.
So he grabbed his heirloom family heirloom sword, and he raced up the stairs.
Right.
In a fit of chivalry.
Reminds you of who?
You.
No, I mean with the swords. With the swords. Sword and hammer. Wasn't that Rodian and Chris? When they thought that somebody...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that was pre-Heidi.
Oh, that was pre-Heidi.
Oh,
yeah,
I'm sorry.
So, whatchamacallit. He runs up the stairs, and he says his plan initially was to knock on the door with a sword behind his back. But upon reaching the door and hearing the woman's screams, he reacted by kicking the door in and holding the man at sword point.
Yeah, he said, declare your intentions. What is
that? Let mortal combat begin.
Nice.
And said, where is she? Where is she?
Wow.
And made the guy prove that he didn't have a woman anymore. Now, the guy may be on the couch with his pants down,
rocking out with his cock out.
That's it, man.
Well, that,
the police confiscated the family heirloom, by the way.
You know what that means? You know what that fucking means?
He'll get it back.
When you can't be in your own fucking home and jerk off to a porno.
Well, you shouldn't have the volume up so loud that you're fucking...
The people downstairs here.
Why not?
Because.
It's your home. You pay rent.
That is rude, dude.
My house.
What if I'm trying to sleep? What if I'm trying to jerk off to my own porno?
Turn that shit up louder.
That happened to me once.
You broke into somebody's apartment with a sword?
No, they knocked on my door.
Thinking that your
because
porno
your TV was too loud?
My porn was too loud.
Really?
Which porn was this?
Lindbrook.
Are you serious?
Yeah, the guy from downstairs came up.
Bullshit.
What happened? Well, tell that. You
got
a fucking...
That's when I just got the TV, you know.
Oh, so you couldn't control the volume?
In that apartment, the surround sound was spectacular.
Nice. Wait.
And I was just trying to get the whole feeling of
the experience.
And you didn't think about the fact that you had neighbors?
No, man. I just wanted to test out the...
The apartment with the pool table.
And what happened? But what happened? How was this bitch screaming in this movie? What kind of porn was this? Snuff film?
Rude.
No, it was, you know...
So tell the fucking story, man. Come on. Your mic is on now, so you might as well.
I get home from work late. Yeah. I figured I'd just jerk off and pass out.
Right, that usually
which
works.
Is, right, yeah.
That's the standard.
Helps you pass out.
That's what I was trying to do. But then, like, it was the first time I was watching a porn on this TV with the surround sound and everything, so very excited about it.
Literally.
This is in the living room.
Yes, in the living room. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, I jerked off in my own living room.
He lives by himself.
All of you?
Whatever, do whatever you want, but you were sharing an apartment with another chick.
Yeah, but she was gone by then. It was just me.
Oh, this is when you were finally leaving out of there.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, all right.
And then what happened?
And so I, you know, whatever, dropped my load.
Were you the one screaming? And he's like, are you all right, man? I heard screaming. I
heard crying.
Who put that sperm there?
So I closed, I lowered the TV. And, you know, I had
your dick in your hand.
No, I put up my pants and everything. It was like unbuttoned or whatever. And then like this guy like pounding on the door like seconds later. And like I grabbed my pants. I didn't even button them. I opened the door. I was like, what? And he goes, it's really loud. I go, it's only 10:30. Who gives a shit? I tell him.
Oh, so he knew it was a
problem. Well, if he was trying to watch television and your surround sound was drowning out his television, yeah, I would have fucking
surround sound.
I didn't give a shit.
Those guys.
Those people.
Let me tell you.
Wait, what kind of people are these?
What kind of people?
I don't know, some white trash.
Oh, okay, okay.
Anyway, they would have that shit on loud all the time. All the time.
All right. So you were like returning fire.
Well, give me a roll of the eyes, you bitch.
And a hush falls over the crowd.
I'm not getting involved.
I'm one of those considerate people who thinks about other people.
They would never consider it.
I'm not going to get into this.
Fuck that, man.
About the bitch and all.
And you just heard that story from Chris, the double Dutch champion, 2 years running at PS 81.
You know it. You know it. And I fucking...
You fucking double Dutched.
What's
Did you ride
that?
The double Dutch bus?
I want to know. I want to see... I want to see
what's wrong.
Video.
If you gotta ask what's wrong with that,
and let
I
me
didn't
tell you
ask,
something.
He said it.
If he could double dutch in high school, motherfucking can double dutch now. And I want to see
school,
that shit.
High school, PS81, elementary school.
Once a fag, always a fag. That's all I got to say. Once a double dutcher, always the
And you double dutched. I'm not talking about just question. Jump rope.
Are you serious?
You
wait, wait. You're being
two ropes,
serious.
Two ropes.
You're serious.
He
double dutching.
He announced this in the fucking cringe chat room last night.
Yeah, I was proud of it.
PS81, 2 years running, double dutch champ.
I don't know what to say.
Do you think
bro.
You still do it now? If we
I don't
not,
know.
Not.
I don't know what to
I
say.
I wish I could.
I would pay
I'm
money
I'm just picturing
to
this portly Italian dude jumping for his life. Jump! Jump for your life!
So if we got a couple of jump ropes, you know, think you'd be able to do it?
He can do it.
No, not anymore.
He can do it.
I wish I could. I really wish I could.
The kind with the plastic cylinders on them. So
and the two black girls at either end.
No plastic cylinders.
Come on, winner takes the
rope. It was a long rope.
What do you mean no plastic cylinder?
Dance off.
It was old school, man. We didn't have like that. We just used long
rope. Old school. I'm older than you. And when I was in...
You never lived in a ghetto.
He used to use clotheslines. Clotheslines.
That's basically what it was.
I know what you're talking about.
So if
about,
we got jump ropes
Not
now,
that I would ever jump.
I wish I could.
If your life depended on it. If your life
depended
on it.
He would, dude.
My life depended on it. I'd give a shot. But
it would be like riding. It would be like riding a bike.
Come on.
He would be double judging like a motherfucker.
I
was a lot more smaller
and money to see that.
Oh my god, my fucking... My producer's a faggot.
Wait, what were your partner's names? Olivia and what?
And Fran.
Fran and Olivia were his double dutch partners.
Let me explain to you my situation.
Look at what they done to my boy.
Look how they massacred my boy.
My boy.
Let me explain to you my situation. You
wait, you guys are being serious. This is serious.
Chris. You know who I am? I'm Mo Green. I made my bones when you were going out with cheerleaders.
God. You're
I
serious.
Wrote it down
You're not even
book.
Black. See, that's the Sicilian in you.
Well, that's the thing. That's the hit. That's what I'm getting at. Oh, where I lived, I was the only white person.
Oh, my God. So they needed, they were like, we need another double Dutch person.
No.
You, over there, the white dude.
And he always hung out with the chicks. So.
I always hung out with the chicks.
Well, that's a way to get it. That's a way to get it.
Because no matter what, I was getting jumped by, you know, the Schwoogies and, you know, and the Spaniards. The so.
You had to make peace.
No, like
by
I had
double to... dutching.
No, what the fuck are you doing?
Shock him.
Isn't it enough that you blew out that mic already? What else you want to do? You want to blow out the rest of the mic?
Listen, look, the knowledge of what's happening now is just too mind blowing.
I can't
put these on. Come on, let's go. You know what? Forget it, Rody. Rody's actually been controlled.
I'm trying.
Yeah, because
I'm
he
trying.
Got a dose. He got a dose.
Dude, I got shocked maybe before I yelled. I've
maybe
been
I do need a dose. But,
I've been trying.
But I'm what I'm saying is today. I can't contain this, dude. This is real. You're talking real stuff.
Yeah, let me finish the story. Then you can do whatever you want.
Unless you killed somebody at the end of that double dutch story.
Dude, there's a lot of shit that happened on those streets. You know.
Double dutch contest.
Double dutch.
Double dutch being one of them.
Listen, if it gets worse or better than the double dutch, I don't want to hear it. Yeah. You can't move out from that double dutch, bro.
Sure I can.
Oh, my God.
All right, forget it. I'm not going to tell
you. No, that's a... I just got to wrap my mind around it. That's all. I'm sorry. I just look. I'm sorry, bro. I just.
Do you like to be interrupted when you were nancing around in your little garden?
I'm sorry. Go ahead. Tell your story.
All right. Wait. Honestly,
I'll be good.
Did you do this
I don't want to blow out the
strawberry shortcake cream on top.
I just keep thinking about get on the bus. Pay your fare and tell the driver you're going to the double dutch affair. Remember that song, the double dutch bus?
I don't know that song.
Your mom's bus says double dutch can bring Israel and Palestine together.
I think that would that's like a Zoolander dance off. You understand what I'm saying?
Okay, wait, honestly.
How non-manly.
The truth.
That's negative manly
listen,
on the man scale.
Truth. I want an honest answer.
Yes.
Did your meter of respect for this kid just drop after you heard that?
I can't answer that. I can, but I won't. I can, but I won't.
I just want to see it. I just want to see it.
Dude, Chris, this is what I know of Chris. He used to ride with some fucking heavy hitters.
Absolutely.
Wannabe gangsters.
That I can vouch for.
And break people's heads.
No, not wannabes,
heads.
Not wannabes.
Yeah, they were connected. Family guys.
Yeah, absolutely.
Family members. All
right?
And he would break heads.
Yeah.
With a baseball bat that he still owns.
Right. He kept that shit.
I know.
It's got fucking staples in it and everything.
That's
staples. Okay.
But now
the staples, those big fucking staples.
But now this is what the image I can't get out of. You gotta get when you jump into a double dutch double rope.
Yeah.
You gotta be moving pretty fucking fast.
Yeah, you gotta
fast.
Move and you gotta move with both legs.
You gotta jump in.
Yeah. I could never do it. I always used to get caught up on one
rope. Listen, I can't skip one rope.
And she's a girl.
I can't skip one rope.
It used to be one of my favorite things to do.
I mean, he gets my respect because he can jump double dutch. But that's it.
We used to try. I mean, we used to really work at it. There was one black girl in my school who could do it, and she tried to teach all the rest of us, and there was just, it wasn't happening. I could jump.
It was like reverse Tarzan.
One of my favorite things to do was to jump rope, to have two people turn the rope and, you know, be the person who was jumping.
Did she smell like cocoa butter?
And we had, yes.
Cocoa butter.
And we had all different, you know, rhymes that we would do while we were doing the...
What was one of them?
Wow.
If you remember.
I was trying to think. It was like strawberry shortcake, cream on top. I don't remember the rest of it. But I think we used to do one of those hand games, but it was, here comes Johnny with the petticoat on. He can do the hokey pokey. He can do the twist. But I bet you $10 he can't do this.
Right.
Close your eyes and count to 10.
Yeah.
And if you mess up, just try again.
Wow.
One, two, three. And then you had to count to 10.
And you can picture Chris jumping to that.
Jump the whole
time. I don't
know
about
you,
but I feel like jumping ropes right now.
Yeah.
Not me. I feel like ungaying myself by killing someone. Just hearing that makes me feel gay. Maybe I'm judging people too harshly. I do that sometimes, but I can't wrap my brain around it. I can't.
Did the girls in your neighborhood do double dutch?
I saw them all the time, and I was like, oh, that's cute.
I never knew
because it's really cool. You can see the tits.
Cool in what sense?
For a girl to do, yeah.
I never knew this. This is a story that in the whole... I've known this kid. I've never heard.
Aren't you fucking blown away, dude?
Absolutely.
I was blown away. And I said, you're lying. He announced it last night in the chat
I think it's one of... Look, and the thing is...
And I said, you got to produce proof. I need to see either a trophy or a certificate photo.
Heidi.
You
got to
prove it now. You got to prove it.
No, don't make
And he
prove
says
it.
This is... He says it would be at his mother's house, and this is the woman who threw out Voltron, so...
You think you could do it? What's that? The double dutch.
Yeah,
I don't think I can do it now.
I think you can at least jump in. I think we need to. You hold one end. You hold one end of the rope. I'll hold the other.
I wouldn't even know how to twirl the ropes without.
I know how.
Banging them together.
I know how. And I said, "Oh come on!" I'm like,
"No."
I said, "Be real."
Oh yeah.
I said,
"This is not a YouTube moment." You understand?
I said, "Be real. You just turned the ropes. You didn't jump." And he said, "No, you had to do both. You had to be able to do both."
Right, because you got to switch up when the person that's not jumping.
Right.
I think we got to do it.
No.
Two things.
I'll quit, dude.
Show.
Why? I will not be associated with double dutchers on YouTube.
You're part of this. Suck it up.
Hey, you know what? Since the shock doesn't work, can I punch you every time you yell into that mic?
Why don't you just double dutch, dude? That'll make me quiet. That'll stun me into silence.
Still it. Go ahead. You'll rip your ass apart.
That's it. You know what?
You quit? You're done?
No. Give me the shocker, bro. Give me the shocker because I'm not going to be able to guarantee.
Right, hang on, wait.
Keeping my voice.
Do you think you'd be able?
Let me just go into this real quick so we can end this story.
All right.
And the humility. All
right. Growing where I grew up wasn't easy, so it's like whatever.
You had to fit in.
No, it's not about fitting in. It's just about, you know, who
the
fuck.
Fun?
No, who are you going to fucking hang out with? You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So I used to get jumped every day or whatever. I lived in Bushwick. So when I got to school, there was only, you know, certain people I could hang out with, and they weren't always around. Either they were getting their ass kicked or, you know, I was hanging out with the girls.
What street in Bushwick did you live in?
I lived on Wyckoff.
What did it cross with?
Harmon.
Because I lived on Palmetto and Wyckoff.
All right, yeah. So I lived on Harmony, not too far.
PS2 116 is where I went to school.
I went to PS 81 on Cypress.
I got booked at the 83rd precinct a couple of times.
Not fun.
And the Burger King is right next to. Yo, we fucking chewed the same shit, man. The same dirt.
Did you have a jump rope?
Yeah, but you were Spanish.
Okay,
and you were there a few years earlier.
All right. Yeah.
Yeah, it was still kind of white when you were there.
Yeah, Ridgewood, right. You know where that KFC is, where the J separates from.
No, I don't even think about that neighborhood.
Good man.
I have no idea what that neighborhood's about now.
Oh my god.
But yeah, so whatever. I just started hanging out, and that's one of the things I did. Just because I nothing else, I was bored out of my fucking mind.
Okay.
You understand? Like,
look, I can't.
You understand? Like,
and it turned out that you had a skill to actually jump double dutch.
I had
dutch.
A skill, but
let me
skill.
Tell you something that doesn't.
I brought it.
That doesn't come naturally.
That's a natural
to
libre.
Most people, and then the fact that you were able to do it is really saying something about you.
I think we need to see that deep inside.
You're a black girl. You're a young negress.
You're exactly the opposite of what you are.
First of all, I wasn't the only guy who did double dutch.
Did you have an
Afro
glow?
I've never seen
plenty of them. But at
the national competition.
Absolutely,
but the competitions we had, there was plenty of guys.
Because a black athlete is so versatile and he can do so much stuff. So
you sound like Jimmy the Greek.
But wait, if a black guy does it,
yeah, right.
Is that okay then? If a black guy does it, double
there was
no,
this one
no
guy.
Man.
Athlete,
no, no man.
The black
there
athlete
was one guy,
is superior
one guy.
Because he's got the muscles in his
right.
legs.
They were
right.
bred
jump
that
higher.
Way.
They bred, they
bred
the biggest
sport.
Blacks with there the biggest blacks. And
there was one guy, Jamal, who actually went into gymnastics.
Who is now a gangster rapper.
No, the guy, he was awesome, and he used to do the same shit.
Don't say awesome, dude.
It wasn't about, it's just whatever was around. It's not like we had fucking, we didn't have like ways to go play baseball, because there was nowhere to play baseball. We couldn't play basketball, because all the parks were fucking crack.
You could go to Forest Park.
It's
very interesting
to me.
First of
all, I lived
in Bushwick Park. It was at the top of Bushwick Avenue, and all that hung out there were needleheads and
couldn't go there. So it eliminated every sport.
I once saw a guy with a needle hanging out of his arm taking a shit
under the monkey bars. I just think it's very interesting that Chris can view this from this perspective, and it's not gay.
You can say it's gay.
However,
I think I will.
If anyone else were telling this story, you would be 100% condemning them for being a big fat faggot for having jumped double dutch.
You can call him. That's fine.
Come be your best. We're best friends forever.
I'm not denying that. You can go whatever. You can say whatever you want.
I'm sorry.
But I'm telling you,
at the time, Chris.
There really was nothing else going on.
I'm sorry, Chris, bro. I found other things to do with my time. I went to PAL.
Yeah,
you
but
know
you
what
weren't,
I did?
Dude. You weren't getting your ass kicked
what
every
did you
single
do at PAL?
Day of your life.
We trained a box at PAL. All
right,
we didn't have you play bumper pool.
Dude, I was dirt poor, man. I didn't. There was no PAL. There was nothing. I was not allowed to leave my block.
You did what you had to do to survive.
Well, now
including double.
I'd like to.
Anyway, I made up for it later on in life when I fucking busted people's heads open. Punks like you all the time.
Overcompensation, bro. That's your own.
Whatever it was.
I would like to take the heat.
You can't get the gay off.
Before we go to break, I would like to take the heat.
We're going to break?
Yes. Yeah, it's almost 10 o'clock. I want to take our second break.
I need.
Is that all right? Two breaks in a 3-hour show? Is that acceptable?
1.5 hours.
Patrick, I didn't have Nintendo, and Nintendo didn't exist when I was fucking 6 years old.
Yeah, what's Patrick
talking about?
However, I would like to take the heat off of Chris for a moment. And
by saying that you gangbanged in the hood. Say it.
I would like to direct some heat onto Rodian.
Uh-oh. You know something?
Yes.
All right.
Because Wednesday night, Rodian came out to the Cringe Humor Show.
Uh-oh.
And headlining Wednesday night was...
You banged a chick with another guy, and you, like, cross swords.
I don't think we cross swords.
Oh, dude, whatever.
But it was in the process of doing something that was very hetero.
Yeah, fucking wife. How many times did you let a guy watch you bang his wife?
I will plead guilty to that. I did fuck another man's wife. Guilty as charged. I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry. I really am. I'm sorry. I'm sorry that I'm being such a dick, because you know what?
I'm sorry, you're so gay.
Yes, your mom's box. But the ass kicking stopped when I started playing double dutch.
You're fucking lost. No.
You know why?
You're lying.
Because you know why?
Because people were respecting your skills.
No, because, you know, I wasn't around.
You were down.
I was always around other people then.
You were down now.
Not that I was down.
So
I was
you were cool with the blacks.
Honestly,
you weren't alone.
It was weird because I started hanging out. So, you know, it was almost like I was being accepted because when I was getting beat up every day.
I understand.
I wasn't hanging out with anybody.
Okay.
So when I started doing
that, you're in.
And then when I started doing that, and I would get approached to, you know, fight or whatever, I used to fight back, and I used to start winning some fights.
You basically went to prison, became a Muslim, just to become a just for protection, and now you're one of the Muslims. You're one of the you're accepted into the group.
Not only that, but I was able to start fighting fair ones.
All right.
You know what I'm saying?
And then
just getting jumped every day.
Now you got your respect.
Then saying that's
cool. You go from getting jumped to fighting fair ones.
So then it was like, I'm 11 years old and now I'm finally being able to fucking fight a fair one.
I guess.
Whatever, dude.
I'm sure it's gay, but whatever. No, look, like you said, your experience
at age nine, I took a big pile of shit and broke the church window and flung it in there while there was mass going on. So.
All right. That's pretty hardcore.
So you took your anger out
in the church.
Yeah, the church.
Okay. Well, the church I went to.
Not just any church. The Baptist church.
Oh.
Oh, well, Baptist.
No, that's a real church.
No, they don't count.
Oh, they don't?
Nah.
So what the fuck have I been doing for
Bendo says,
years?
No homo. Indeed. No homo.
Because it's not gay.
Double
brushing.
No homo.
He's agreeing.
That's right, but he wants to say. That's how it works.
And it wasn't gay because I never actually, you know, touched the man's cock or anything like that.
What's up?
Did you bang one of those girls that was double dutching?
No, it was
Rodian's cringe. Rodian told me a story where I would think that a no homo was required.
I told you a story?
Last night, you told me.
Really?
I don't remember.
What happened?
At the cringe show? Did someone not touch your ass?
Who touched your ass? I was there and I didn't know.
No, nobody touched my ass.
Are you
No, someone touched
Aliza's ass.
Huh?
Somebody touched Aliza's.
Was it Rodian?
Let me tell you something. Aliza did very well.
She got a nice little bump.
And you know who else did very well? Jeremy Schachter.
The Schachter fact?
Oh, he was very funny. Yes.
Jews.
Aliza.
Get moron. Right there behind you. Right there.
Oh, yeah.
The one with the cat eyes.
I forgot. I'm sorry. Somebody grabbed her ass?
Yeah.
Who?
I had to straighten that out.
You did? Good. Fuck that. Yeah, good. You slap him around or?
No, I, you know.
Oh, good. All right. No.
Somebody we know?
She was good last night.
No, someone I know.
It wasn't last night. It was Wednesday night. She was very good.
He took liberties.
I said, dude, not cool. And I, you know, said it was not, you know.
Who did that?
Somebody.
You don't have to shout.
That's not good.
It was
somebody who's drunk.
It was somebody in the comedy industry. Well, how's that?
Not a high roller.
He wasn't on stage that night. No,
that's not cool. But you,
Colin fucking Quinn.
No, man,
he wasn't there.
Dude.
But
speaking of the
Wednesday night cringe humor show, Rich Voss was headlining, and his lovely wife Bonnie McFarlane was also performing. She was excellent, and she's a beautiful woman. And
I heard about
she.
Bonnie.
She gets. I get a little giddy when I'm around Bonnie. Chris and I went to the Voss and Bonnie XM show, and at the end of the show, I was like, oh, "You were really good. I was really enjoying you on the radio."
But you get starstruck, don't you?
I was with her. I was fine with Voss.
She's really cool. I don't know why.
But with her, she's very cool. But at the same time,
be hanging out soon.
I idealize her. You know what I'm saying?
Good.
You know,
good.
She
can't even get the words out right now.
Look.
Wow. Are you sure you want that?
Yeah.
No, I like her. I like her.
All right.
So anyway, she and now it's been announced. Now it's official. Voss and Bonnie are having a baby.
Oh,
she's 5 months.
Yeah. Good for them.
Pregnant. And Rodian developed a total crush on her.
Dude, I saw.
You were so fucking fiending, scheming on married women. Mm-hmm. Because just to say you fucked a married chick.
Well, here's the thing. So we're backstage, right? Behind the curtain, during the show, Rodian's going, I think I got a crush on this chick. So I go, well, there's her husband right there, because Voss is standing right there.
Wow.
Oh, and he goes, oh. So then we're standing outside after the show.
Nice move, dude.
He's fixated on her, and he's like, man, I really think I have a crush on that Bonnie. And then, like, 5 minutes later, all of a sudden you realize that Rodian's been silent for the last 5 minutes, and he comes out of his reverie and goes, God damn damn it, yeah, I got a crush on her.
Five J&Ds in, right?
He barely had anything to drink, but he was crushing hard on Bonnie.
Five JDs in.
He's like, dude, I've got a really bad crush on
Ruth.
She was
a good looking woman.
She's 5 months pregnant.
And she can't get pregnant.
Just, no, because if you bang a pregnant chick, you get a blowjob at the same time.
You fucking oh, God. What a man.
What if it's a boy?
What a man.
That's not cool. That's gay. That's gay.
You're a man.
Otherwise, it's pedophilia, right?
That's fine.
The pedophilia is all right. Dude, I can live with that.
She was cool as shit, man.
Well, I was out overnight Wednesday night, and I'd like to talk about what happened in my home while I was away when we come back from this break. So we'll be back in a few minutes.
And now, BJ Radio on Holiday Hats.
There was a story about a bus driver. A week after we talked about that story, a bus driver was picking kids up on the bus wearing a Santa hat. And some of the parents called in and complained that the bus driver was wearing a Santa hat.
You should have had a yarmulke underneath.
They tried to get him fired. Yeah.
change between each kid that gets on the bus. Oh,
what kind of hat did he wear for Kwanzaa?
What did the little black kid do?
It's a Yankees hat cocked off to the side.
With a flat brim, keeping it crisp.
With the stickers and tags on it.
New era. Oh, oh shit!
That's
wow.
Oh my God, that was great.
America, land of the lawsuit.
America. Yeah.
Be sure to catch the BJ Radio Show live Tuesdays, 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Cringe Humor Radio.
For as far back as I can remember, my mother, Dahlia, grew peanuts on a family farm. She would sell them to immigrants from one cart down the streets of your old neighborhood. But that's all changed now. Today our factory is mostly automated. Even our name has changed. From here on, Dahlia's peanuts will be known as Day's Nuts. Yes? Here at Day's Nuts, we care about what you put in your mouth. Use our nuts for any occasion. You can use them in salads. You can crush them and make peanut butter. Serve them to your friends as an appetizer. Or just feed them to your pet squirrel. Or you can just pop them in your mouth. Our patented special lambskin sack is shaved to smooth perfection. Our nuts are never cold. If anything, I'd say our nuts are steaming hot. Of course, in this day and age, diversity is key. So now we also sell walnuts, we sell macadamia nuts, we got chin nuts, and of course, we have peanuts. So when it's time to get nuts, you can get ours. Dahlia's Nuts. D's Nuts. D's Nuts. You won't regret getting these nuts in your mouth.
Available at fine health food stores nationwide.
And for a limited time only, mention this radio ad and I will personally throw in a free blowjob with your purchase. Thank you.
After a year, the Hooter and Greenway Show has brought you the best in mixed martial arts coverage.
Hey, this is Nate Rockhorn.
Josh Koscheck.
Diego Sanchez, the Ultimate Fighter.
The hottest women and skanks on the World Wide Web.
What's up? This is Debbie David.
Hey, this is Trixie Autumn from Bailey'sXXXVideo.com.
Tracy Island, XXX.com.
Oh, I would rape him if I could. You can't rape the willing.
Big stars like
Jigaboo Jones, the number one nigga in America.
Dr. Dot. Yeah, Google me, bitch.
Hi, I'm Roddy Von Feldnick.
This is the six-time undefeated Mr. Nude Entertainer of the Year, Bailey.
Hello, this is Chad Vader, Day Shift Manager.
We even made another show, Suck the Hooter and Greenway Show's Cocks.
Everyone just say one thing and I'll take it down. This is a Minor Threat Show and I suck the Hooter and Greenway Show's Cocks. Yeah.
This is the Minor Threat Show and I suck Hooter and Greenway's Cocks. Oh yeah.
But now that all changes.
Well, not really. The biggest change is that you can now hear the Hooter and Greenway Show on Cringe Humor Radio. every Saturday night, 10 p.m. Tune in and join
the Hooter and Greenway Show on CreedsHumorRadio.com.
Before this, I never met anyone who accepted me for who I am.
I knew she was the one for me as soon as I set eyes on her.
It's amazing when you just click.
With other girls, I always have to watch my back. But with her, I never worry. She's all mine.
He just took me in his arms and said, "This is it."
For an insecure guy like me, a good-looking girl can be more of a burden than a joy. I mean, look at what I found through East Cemetery. This girl's such a mess. I'll never have to worry about other guys hitting on her.
Nobody ever made me feel the way he makes me feel.
And the greatest thing is, I can treat her like crap. And as long as I tell her she's beautiful once a week, she'll do anything I ask. Anything.
EastCemetery.com's detailed questionnaire is scientifically designed to find you your perfect mate. We're introducing happy couples every day. Isn't it time you tried E-Symmetry?
Thank you, E-Symmetry.
All right, pipe down.
Sorry, I'm sorry.
All around with lights, six people gagged him down with a mic. As the sound of jakes with teeth chattering from fighters, got their fronts knocked the fuck out by the illest graph writers. Yo, you ain't excitable, my like a type of hoe. At no game, they claim your own and hide when heads are getting flown. Across the microphone with ghost weed up in your system. Had you sounding too much like Tony Touch, I gotta diss him. Mike in my palm and bombing, and I'm here doing my job. And rush the illest person common, I got him swerving like a slalom. They're soft like cotton, the fabric of our lives is the cotton printed Benjamin, and plushly they reside. And a banker armor try to kept away from where we live. If you rhyme for the kids, best believe they're gonna give you no ducks. Stuck deep in a rut and can't break loose from wishy-washy MCs that talk for their shoes and can't give you the proof. Talking about the double juice he rolls around with, they found it unloaded. And the proof of how suckerish you are is on the 6 o'clock news. Yo, no you can't, cause now you're about to get bruised, get clowned, get set up like a couple rounds, slammed and slapped back down. Cammy holds the crown and my crotch. I've been ill since Kid grew a box and Flavor Flav set the time on his first duty job.
Welcome back to the Chaos Radio Show. Whoa, 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 whoa.
It's Friday.
Crap Friday.
Chemistry, chemistry, chemistry of Opie and Anthony fame. He won a MacBook.
Yeah, yeah. You know what? I sent him a congratulations.
Yeah, good for him, man.
When it happened, I was actually listening. They did some kind
like
of
like you need a, he needs your congratulations.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was thinking.
He wrote
afterwards.
The Steve C. Hybrid Suck Dick song. For those of you who are familiar with the Opie and Anthony program,
It's interesting. I used to listen.
And he was our first interview on this here radio show.
Steven Asaro was the first.
God damn!
That was actually one of my questions.
Wait, actually RZA was the first
no,
one on the air.
No, actually she was after.
Yeah.
Steven Asaro was the first one on the air?
Yeah.
My apologies but to RZA, Steven, because he was an excellent
That's great,
guest.
Because he's I see big things in that guy.
Well, we had him in studio when you were
and
away.
Yeah, we're working on the Zeppelin Commission script right now.
However, chemistry, or Kemi, as he goes by. Stop it, Scoop.
Lindsay, no liquor for you, baby.
Has been telling me that he's moving up to New York and he would like to come in studio.
Where's he coming from?
Wow, nice.
I believe perhaps Baltimore.
Look!
No!
You see this? That bitch is starving.
Look,
I mean,
she had an ice cube. That should be enough. I gave her a whole ice cube. This fucking dog, man. Unbelievable.
Very nice. She's not a dog. She's a bitch.
So I was saying...
He's actually thinking about... Somebody who is close to fame is actually thinking of bringing us closer into the fray. Right. Right?
So Wednesday night, I went out to
what?
The...
What?
He's talking
he
about
wants
chemistry.
To be in studio.
Chemistry wants to be in the studio?
Yes.
When was this?
Told me.
Until he does that promo for us, he's not getting anything.
I see.
So nice. Says the producer.
Well, there you go.
So
That's the producer.
I drove into Manhattan from Suffolk County on Wednesday night for the Cringe Humor Show.
Okay.
And I had to drive back to Suffolk County.
Fun for you.
However, it wasn't just the show. After the show, we went into the village.
Oh.
Yeah,
and we ate, and the waitress didn't, the serving wench didn't come back for a long time with our check.
The wench.
She looked like something out of a Ren Faire. She had really pasty white skin and dyed red hair, the color red, like a crayon
color
red.
Right, white red, mm-hmm. Not Irish red.
She was absurd looking, and she kept giving Chris dirty looks, according to him. So,
Well, who wouldn't? Right. He should be used to that by now.
Right.
I sure am.
So,
there you go.
At any rate, all in all, I didn't get back to my friend's house until 3:30 in the morning, and I crashed there.
Nice.
Okay, cool.
So, the following day, I had school. I came home. I see my parents in the evening, and my father says to me, "Did you check your room?"
Uh-oh. What was in your room?
And I said, "No." And he said, "Well, you shut the cats in there." So apparently the cats, my bedroom door stays shut all the time because the cats are bad.
Okay.
Well, I don't want them in the bedroom because they keep me up all night. They're very active.
Daddy yelled at you.
Yeah, she got scolded.
And one night, my one cat, actually, they chase each other around the room, which disrupts my sleep, and my sleep is very important.
So you shut them out.
But the one cat jumped down.
The late, great John Candy.
The one cat jumped down off the wardrobe right onto my face and cut my face
off. That's a quick surprise when you're sleeping, right?
Yeah, yeah. Cut my face all up, all around the eyes.
Yeah.
So after that, the cats were shut out, and I don't want them in there. But they do the sneaky thing where when I open the door, they run in under the bed, and I don't even notice that they're in there. So that was the thing. They ran in under the bed. I didn't notice they were in there.
Your room must be the place to be for these cats.
So I was out overnight. And
your room was a place to be for cock.
Through most of the next day. So it was about 24 hours. But apparently, my parents realized the cats were missing.
Keep going, baby. Keep going.
Well, my father got up in the morning, and my girl cat wasn't waiting outside his bedroom door. He realized that something was wrong.
Right.
So
that's Maggie, right?
Yes. He went down, and he opened my bedroom door, which is embarrassing to me because I don't like anybody to go in my bedroom. I don't generally my space is my space. I have kitchen, my daughter's room,
you have the
my
swing.
Living area, my dining area, my bedroom, right the sex swing, my bedroom. My parents are not welcome in that space.
Of course, that's your personal space.
Well, my father walked in, he walked right, he opened my bedroom door and out came the cats. So he says, "Did you look around? Did you check? Did it smell like poop in there to you?" And I was like, I didn't check. So later that evening, I went into my room, and it did smell a little like poop.
So it did. So he knew that it smelled like poop.
I think he knew.
What a dick.
So I'm sniffing all around the room, sniffing. I can't find anything. And then I realize the closet, the walk-in closet, is a jar.
It's no longer a door, it's a jar.
I hit the closet light, I open the door, and there is a big pile
nice
of
steamer.
Cat poop.
Cleveland steamer.
In the closet.
Fucking cats.
Which,
Speaking of pee and shitting.
Right, exactly. That's my segue.
Wait,
do you
live in that house?
I don't live in that
house.
Are
your parents those people?
Generally, my house, the pee and the poo all goes into either the toilet.
Generally.
Or the litter box, where it is scooped. Generally, people don't piss and shit in anything else around my house other than toilet or litter box.
There are rare occasions, though.
However, there's this family in Levittown, this woman. and her three little girls.
Okay.
And they were...
I think I heard about this.
They were peeing and pooping in little bottles.
Wait.
Little tiny bottles. I don't even know how they got the shit into those little bottles.
Right, because women have... You know, vaginas and stuff like that.
If you take a look,
they do, right?
News 12 did a whole piece on it. They were in family court in Central Islip today where my brother works.
Okay.
My brother did not have the case. Unfortunately, he apologized to me for not having had the case. However,
so you tried to do some homework.
He spoke to the lawyer who actually handled the case.
Okay.
And he showed my brother his file with all the pictures in it. And my brother said, God. What? No scratch and sniff?
Your brother
said,
hey-o.
That sounds like a great guy.
Filled with piles of garbage, human waste, and the worst part is three children were living inside of it.
How could it happen? The children's mother ordered to court to answer today. News 12 Long Island's Andrew Enger is live at the Lindenhurst home right now. Andrew.
Action 12 News.
Staff Ray Young Jr. says prisoners of war live better inside this house than his daughters did. Inside a complete disaster, an utter mess, even a potential health hazard.
Long Island
all this stemming from a bitter divorce
12.
Battle. Now his estranged wife has been ordered in front of a judge.
I think it's a victory. I think it's a small victory, but it's a victory.
Ray Young Jr. now on the road to getting his three daughters, aged 10, 12, and 14, out of his estranged wife, Deborah's house.
Fuck.
Wednesday, Ray found the house in complete squalor, trash everywhere, piles of junk strewn about, and most disturbing, hundreds of bottles filled with what looks like urine and
feces.
I was gagging all the way trying to get my breath. It was like a gas chamber.
Deborah and Ray have been in a bitter divorce for 4 years. He says he paid all the bills for the house, but had no visitation rights because there were allegations he sexually abused the kids.
Wow.
Charges that his lawyer says were completely unfounded.
Apparently.
In court Thursday, the children's law guardian, their protector during the divorce, refused to say if she had ever been to the house.
Can we just talk to you on the way down here?
No, you can't. I'm sorry. I've already been directed that I can't speak with you. Thank you.
Because of the horrendous conditions in the house, a judge ordered Deborah and the children to return to Long Island from visiting grandparents in Windham, New York.
Piles
he also ordered Child
paper.
Protective Pee-pee. Services to begin an investigation Pee-pee. Immediately and for no one to live in that house until custody is determined.
We're just happy that the judge is taking every action possible to secure their health and safety and their welfare.
They're not going to go back to the house, are they?
Absolutely not.
When I tried to contact Ray Young's attorney and assistant answered the phone, said that she was unavailable and hung up on me. Now, Deborah Young, her grandparents, her parents, the children's grandparents, and the children have been ordered back here to Long Island tonight. They have been also ordered to show up in Suffolk County Court at 9:30 tomorrow morning. We'll be there to answer the tough questions.
Wearing
clean
underwear. Wearing clean underwear. Long Island.
Wearing clean
underwear. The question was raised also, why did the school never pick up that these kids stank, that
maybe,
they were dirty and obviously unkempt?
Maybe they were wearing designer clothes.
Maybe that's their religion.
I don't think so. I don't think any cleanliness at all was occurring in this.
Whenever the kids
were going out to the car to get warm. So how are they clean? How are they bathed? How are they in clean clothes?
Wow. That's, you know what? It's oh my God.
Come on, what's
so
the big
disgusting.
Deal?
Dude,
being into a
did you see those bottles
bottle?
Of Poland Spring bottles?
Hey, what it means to be for Maine, man. Come on, what's the big deal?
It looked like lemonade, actually.
Yeah,
I don't even know how they got the pee and the poo into those
must
tiny
have been
little
right
Poland
up
Spring
against
bottles.
The urethra, right? The urethra?
She must have been cracking the whip.
If you had to, do you think you'd be able to pee into a Poland Spring bottle?
Me?
I couldn't.
Not you, man.
No, I don't. I think I would piss all over it.
So you know that there's residual piss everywhere.
I think you piss all over your hand when you try to piss into a tiny thing like that.
I've done it.
I pissed into
Yeah, but that's different. You're a dude.
You have a hose.
She has a spout. I had gotten these
Can't
awesome
aim?
Things. No, I had gotten these awesome things at Kmart.
I know what you're talking about.
And it was like a wide opening like this, uh-huh. and it had silicone powder like they put in diapers.
A funnel?
In the bag of
the
it.
Pooch.
And you press it up against you. You put it up against your pussy, and you piss into
it. Where?
And the piss.
Against
pumped.
Where?
Hold on. And the powder absorbs the pee, and it turns to gel.
Okay.
It's the most awesome thing. I've also vomited into them. They work great. I kept them in the
after
car.
After you used it?
No, sometimes I have to pee or vomit in the car.
Either one.
They work very well.
Is it the same paper bag in the airplane?
No, it's hey, got...
There's somebody's
the
vagina on
it's got a, it's got. It's just like the inside of a diaper. It's got a silicone powder inside of it so that when,
it's
you,
for when you're traveling.
When you go into
Drain
it...
Drain Blue says, this is all kinds of disturbing.
It turns to a a gel.
Welcome to the chaos.
I've used it multiple times. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, it's
fantastic.
It's like, I thought you were going to talk about that plastic thing that has an attachment for females.
That's what I thought you were
going
to talk
which,
about.
Yeah, which, based on this principle, would work fantastically because you get a nice seal.
They're
with
asking
that.
You to slow down in the chat room.
Keep
talking fast.
I need to speak more slowly about pissing and puking into silicone powder.
Of course.
You got a strange crowd, baby. Those are your fans, by the way. Your fans. They want you for the reasons
and
of
I
piss
love
and
my
shit.
Fans. I love my
piss
fans.
Piss and shit and bowels out the...
out the ass.
That's always good.
That's always a good thing.
Prolapsed rectums are always fun.
So, you know, I gave my brother a call. And
Hello?
He said, you know, no, he didn't have the case.
Hey, what's up?
And he apologized for not having had the case. But
and he's like, it's your birthday. No, got my car fixed.
It wasn't like that, actually.
He was like, what are you calling me for?
But,
who is this?
Can I jerk off to your voice?
It's your sister. Oh, well, can I masturbate to your voice? Just kidding.
But
that's
he, you know, in his days in family court, this is not unusual.
Really?
This happened to have, you know, been made into a major case.
Because?
But he said, Heidi, this happens
all the time.
Wow.
I mean, you know, my God. You know, you need a license to drive a car. You need a license to own a dog. Or your dog needs to get a license. Mm-hmm. You can, any fucking cretin can clone, you know, just as long as he can put a dick in a pussy. What the fuck is up with that? Because these kids now, I mean, these kids aren't going to be normal. That means that your kid is probably going to be dating one of these nasty-ass bitches.
Right. Can you imagine being the dad and being having been kept away necessarily? Right.
Knowing you could have been molesting them
nasty
all
divorce.
Along.
Exactly.
You're being, you know, you're accused of having sexually abused your kids, and this is what your
there
fucking
worst things going on.
Bitch. Ex-wife is do or
yeah,
you know
yeah,
wife
yeah.
spouse
maybe
is
he's
doing
fucked
to
up
your
too
kids.
Though maybe he's fucked up. Give him too much credit
perhaps
giving the mom
he looks all right
yeah, but
you
didn't
don't
the, didn't
you
the
don't
father
know
even
you don't
say
know.
Thank God like,
maybe the
like,
mother was keeping them dirty so the father would never go
wouldn't touch him
maybe the mother was keeping them dirty because they were dirty.
You dirty little girl.
Like all girls.
You like pissing and pulling spring bottles.
Maybe she was just nuts and she thought that he was sexually abusing them because she was crazy and jealous that her husband was showing love
to
other females.
To
other
maybe
other
they didn't
her.
Behave and they didn't listen and they deserve to piss and pull in spring bottles.
You piss
That's
like,
what I'm thinking.
You piss like this.
You piss like that.
In piles, the bottle, they said. They said piles and piles of dirty toilet paper. How do you live like that? How do you live like that unless you're completely out of your mind?
The thought process. The thought process is like, no, don't flush it. Just put it on the bed.
Right,
oh,
exactly.
Diarrhea. Yeah.
Exactly.
Put it on the bed. Put it on the fucking bed.
No, don't flush it.
That's waste water.
And
you're wasting water.
Well, a friend of mine said that her boyfriend.
He's just another lying old dirty birdie.
Right.
Yes.
And I don't think I better be around you for a while.
Lying old dirty birdie. Yes.
Her friend, her boyfriend was raised not to flush shitty toilet paper.
I never understood that.
Wait.
There's people that don't flush their piss.
He was raised, well, that's a different story.
Why?
Because they are
it's
conserving
urine.
Water, and there is no reason to flush piss.
You know how you conserve water?
It's true.
You know how you conserve water?
I lived in the desert. Nobody flushed piss, okay?
That's gross.
So you get that smell.
No, there was no smell.
Really?
What are you talking
smell?
About? No smell.
All of Albuquerque didn't smell like a big piss ball.
It didn't smell.
I live in Albuquerque.
Everything's Albuquerque.
That's where Bugs Bunny always forgets to make that fucking
right,
left
took,
turn.
Right, yeah.
Let's live like hippies and smell, not shave.
It wasn't like that. Anyway, I wasn't one of those hippies. I wasn't,
sure you were.
I wasn't one of the great unwashed.
But you didn't shave or anything.
He was my husband, actually.
Whatever. Faggot.
I'll gracefully bow out of anything having to do with that.
Thank you.
Okay,
but anyway, he was raised not to flush his poopy toilet paper. And her family had a waste paper basket in the bathroom that was lined with cloth.
Mm-hmm.
And you were just supposed
also.
To, you know, throw your little
Q-tips
and your, and your, you know, your face swabs in there, and then dump it out. But he wasn't into flushing his poopy toilet paper, so he would wipe his ass and throw it into her cloth-lined waste paper basket.
What the fuck is wrong? Okay.
That they had to eventually throw out the waste paper basket.
Would they bury it or would they throw it in the garbage?
He fouled it with his shitty toilet paper. Because he was raised not to flush toilet paper.
And those people should be shot.
Because he's a boy. Okay, you understand? So he pees. He doesn't have to use toilet paper. But okay. When he shits,
isn't that right, Mr. Poopy Pants?
Hey, that was great, hey, man. That's fucking good. Boy. Yo, that was good,
that
man.
That was actually relevant.
Yeah.
Left click twice.
Look, check it out. This is the thing. This is the thing that makes me crazy, okay? And I'm sure that deep down, this is probably at the root of your shit.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Why?
Because there was an incident where you had a barbecue and somebody dropped a bomb
That's
in the toilet.
Different.
But this is the thing. The root of the whole thing is that you expect people to know how to properly behave. Okay.
We're getting bashed by Vendo.
Because he doesn't wipe his ass.
Surprise!
He doesn't wipe his ass.
He said, "There's a bunch of Vaughns on the show, and Vaughn is like the guy everyone beats up on in Aristocrats Radio."
Oh.
I don't know who this kid is. So
that reference is. He's
in Japan.
Yeah. How do you like those nukes? Two of them.
He's not Japanese. But
same difference.
Look, all I'm saying is this:
you like the first one. He's the second.
Right? They didn't.
No.
Anyways.
What are you doing?
He's talking about how great the Japanese are.
Zip heads, they call them
atomic bombs.
You know why they call them zip heads?
I thought that was a Vietnamese.
Same difference, man.
Saying it's because
is it?
When there's a good bit, you don't yell, "That's great," and shit. What the fuck?
Well, you know, we're not professionals here. We're amateurs.
Apparently.
We're confirmed amateurs.
Yeah, according to one Miss Webkitten.
Yes.
Yeah, but that's
whatever happened
over with and done.
KMRL
She's on
Radio.
Another station now.
She created
We used to be on a station called Mango Radio, and when Mango Radio folded, there was a whole dispute among our show and other radio shows on that station, and this one chick, Webkitten, her name was, she was the resident stoner, as it were, proclaimed that she and her buddy, who Darkstar, who was on the show with her, proclaimed that all of our shows were amateur.
Really?
Which is ironic considering the fact, that
we never claim to be professionals.
We never claim to be professionals.
Alright, so.
So, if we cackle and say that's great at a bit, it's because we're amused.
Sure.
And, we'll take that liberty.
Because
so,
we're not doing the show for
if you
them.
Don't like it, and now I'll tell
There's
you.
The door.
Go fuck yourself.
Right.
See, that's why I was saying, fuck them from the beginning, because everybody's a potential enemy.
Well, I'll tell you something.
Right.
He actually
Rodian trained me well.
He had me laughing in the chat room last night, so I grew
an attachment.
I grew a little affection for
it's,
him.
It's all okay. Right. It's all right.
What?
It's all right. You are forgiven. But anyways, he's fucking like see, this is the other thing. You expect people to know how to behave. Mm-hmm. This goes to do with this goes with anything with hygiene. You expect people that you meet to know that they're wiping their ass the wrong way, mm-hmm. and that's not necessarily true. You assume that people get that home training where they tell you not to wipe forward if you're a female, you know, or to...
Yeah, but you know, you'd be surprised at how many chicks
exactly.
never learn that shit.
Exactly.
Yeah, the shit chunk story. I told you about that.
Right, bacon bits.
Bacon bits.
Oh, that's so nasty.
Bacon bits in the cooch.
You know what?
That's
remind
cool.
us. Remind us
that's
about how many
cool,
animals there are living out there. What? How? Why? You
know,
why bacon
Mike,
bits?
My friend Mike did that. My friend Mike had a girl too that had bacon bits.
Yeah, but
so
how
but
you not
but
tell
what,
your daughter?
You know
face?
What he did to her? No, you know what he did to her? One night he had to really take a shit, right? Really bad. So he pulls over the car, takes a shit, and he's like, "Oh shit, what am I supposed to wipe myself with?" So he takes the blanket he had in his car, And he's like, just wipe my ass with this, and then I'll clean it later or whatever. So he cleans it later, but he forgets about it.
You throw it, you leave it on the side of the road, exactly.
No, he forgets about it. Well, whatever,
Mike. Might have been a good blanket.
He was just a kid at the time. He was just like 19, so.
Okay.
So he, later, like 2 weeks later, he's gonna bang this broad, and Skull just wants to do it, like, you know, on the car.
So he lays down the shitty blanket.
Oh, no.
Because he was like, you know, he was, you know, fingering her and stuff like that. And she, he can say, he's like, she had fucking bacon bits, man. He's like, but I wanted, it's like, I gotta fuck her anyway. So he takes her outside of the car, he takes a blanket out, and he's like, oh my god, what the fuck's that smell? And he fucked her on the shit blanket.
Hey, that's alright, because she had bacon bits anyway.
Right, so he didn't give a shit.
She didn't care. It didn't matter, because she already had the shit there.
That's not cool, man. That is not cool. Clean yourself up.
I can't even begin to imagine.
I had a girl that, you know, we knew it was going to be anal that night. She would fucking clean herself up with her finger in her ass to clean herself out.
Dude, how do you know?
No, you know when it's going to happen.
When there's going to be anal?
Sure, man. You know what's going
to I got to talk to my wife.
Baby,
if you're listening to this, there's going to be anal tonight.
Clean up, you giddy bride.
Is it that simple?
Dude,
when I come home, I want a finger.
Yeah, man.
Dude.
Clean up. But
I asked Alex one time, you know, Bizarro. I asked Bizarro one time, how do you make that move? You're fucking a girl.
Yeah.
How do you make the move that you're going to put it in her ass?
Dude.
Because sometimes the mood strikes you.
Mm-hmm.
Do you, like, gently turn her over? Or do you, like, just
the
say,
best?
I want to put it in your
no,
ass?
No, no, no. You got to start by playing
exactly.
with the
right.
ass. You don't just stick it in the ass.
Right.
You
spit on it.
No game.
You spit on it. And the best question
you
is...
You spit on it?
This is
right.
coming from a girl who's had her ass fucked.
Just take that ass.
Both expectedly
just
and...
Just take that ass.
Both expectedly and unexpectedly. And when it comes unexpectedly... Not so pleasant. But when you're ready for it, it's because the guy
just
has sort of
doesn't
introduced
matter. It's not,
the
dude,
ass.
It's not about your pleasure.
Don't talk.
It's not
talk.
About your pleasure. No one gives a fuck
wanna,
about a girl's pleasure.
I don't
want
to hear you right now.
She's teaching me.
I know. I don't want to hear you now, man.
I know. You don't
dude,
need
you
any teaching.
Dude,
you
can't teach
so chatty.
I know.
Is it chatty?
I thought you knew everything about anal sex, Alex.
I know that. I know
that
it's okay.
He knows that when he sticks his dick in, it comes out with shit on it.
Right, and that's because she didn't say anything to me. She was just like, stick it in, stick it in.
I was listen.
Like, all right.
The best part is when you're in there and you say, okay, where am I?
Yeah,
where?
I know,
you grab her by the hair, you say, where am I?
And she says, I can't believe you're in my ass. Yeah, I can't believe it.
There's a perfect trust. There's a perfectly good pussy right there.
Such a good girl.
Why would you go into the dirty
because
place?
Because
you
it's
feel
wrong.
Dirty, because you
right.
feel kinky, because you want to go that
bad.
Extra step, because
it's
you want to just fucking have
the bad spot?
No holes barred sex.
But that's a showstopper. Afterwards, you pull out your dick and it smells like shit.
The room is
spinning from the smell.
Where? What are you talking about?
Let me just explain.
What animals
just
are banging?
Just sticking out his dick after you said that.
Even,
what?
Just sticking out his dick.
even when, say I'm feeling a little...
Randy.
Right.
No, gas. Say I'm feeling a little gassy.
Uh-oh.
Before sex?
Yes.
You're going to blow some air into my balls?
Let me explain something to you. Once sex play starts,
it's
goes
gone.
All back
all
up
out
in
the
there.
Window.
It's gone.
All out the window.
That's true.
I have some kind of physical reaction where anything that's hanging out down there goes way back up in
super sex.
When it's time
anal
for,
sex
for sex. There's never been an incident.
I'll be coughing the whole day. I'll be coughing the whole day,
mm-hmm.
and then when it's time to get busy...
You're good.
The cough is gone.
Magically
right.
Afterwards,
gone.
I'm like back to hacking and shit. The same thing
right.
with sneezing.
Right.
You know, sometimes I get these sneezing fits. I'm fine. If we happen to do something that day, that we're fine. And then afterwards, I go back to sneezing fits. I think your body said, okay,
let me
this
ask you
is
a question.
The only thing.
It's the same way. It
Patrick
shuts,
seems
it shuts
to
that
seems
down.
Believe in your theory and says it's the same with him.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
All right. Now, would you eat the ass of someone that size?
Of someone Patrick's size?
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's an entree, baby.
Entree, that's a main course. What are you talking about?
Where the shrimp at?
They're in my pants.
Bartender.
I have had an unpleasant experience with...
Eating?
With a guy... No, with sticking a finger in a guy's ass.
I don't want to know.
At his request. But ass eating, nothing but good... experiences.
I just think that the positions you got to get into for some of this shit.
That's ass eating. That's if you care.
That's some good ass eater. That's some good eating. I just think that some
you're
of the things.
You're going to request for you to say, lick my ass.
Say it, baby.
One more time.
Lick my ass one more time?
No, just say lick my ass.
Oh. Yeah, no, I just wanted to confirm before. Oh, yeah, lick my ass. Mmm. Yeah. Yeah, I like it.
You should do voiceover work for pornos.
Go, go!
Why are you talking?
Play with my pussy. Rub on my tits. Slap my ass. Come on.
Yeah, yeah.
I meet this girl. She's a total pig. But I fucked her.
Go ahead, baby, go.
No, no, no.
Come on!
Gilbert Godfrey.
Ay, 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 coño. Look,
I'm sorry, it was Gilbert Godfrey. Remember?
It was Gilbert, and he's so I fucked her.
Booty time, booty time, across the USA.
Nasty booty time. Booty time, booty time. Ed O'Neill looks like he got fucking hemorrhoids. Booty time, booty
time. Yes, he does.
He does?
I would not eat Ed O'Neill's ass.
That's Ed O'Neill, man. Come on, that's a pass right there. That's Ed O'Neill.
He's got butt munch.
That's Ed O'Neill, man.
Ed O'Neill has butt munch.
Come on, man. It's Ed O'Neill.
You know he's topled his underwear.
I used to work with this guy who used to have butt munch every day. Every day he used to grind his ass into his chair. It's like, ugh.
That's nasty.
He had an,
you know, he's trying to pick his ass.
He had an ass itchol.
Oh, that's the worst.
And every day, man, you can just smell it.
I had a friend of mine.
Smell it as he walked by.
I had a friend of mine who had such hemorrhoids that he told me, he's like, dude, it felt like somebody came into my house last night and just fucking ass raped me.
He was sleeping, next thing you know, ah!
He had a little bunch of grapes hanging out of his asshole.
Fucking, oh, I was dying when he
said. That's too bad for him.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Cousin Joe is mooning us.
What?
Oh yeah, look, there's his ass.
Ah! I don't want to see.
I am so glad that I see only the side of that computer monitor.
Thank
so
you. Glad.
What
Joe.
The fuck is wrong with this guy? And why does he have no hair on his ass?
Hold on a second. I've seen his
he's
cock.
A pretty boy.
I've seen his cock several times now. Really? In fact, he was showing us how he overshaved the last time, and it looked. I said it looked like it was hurt.
It looked like somebody.
He shaved too much.
Like somebody beat his dick.
It looked sad. It looked like it was hurt.
Well, you got to trim, but not shave.
Right. Yeah, it was overshaved.
Exactly.
It was
overshaved. You want to see it again?
No,
I'm good. I'm good.
Tell him to stick that ass back in his pants.
I like to watch that from the comfort of my own home, Joe. But,
I see.
But he just, that was our first mooning. Last week, I think Kieran, showed us his belly. I think Kieran flashed his belly.
What the fuck, man? Let's get some breasts in this chat room.
Yeah, no, we only get, we only
gotta get girls.
There's so much sausage going on, man.
That's right. We only get,
and you know what? They all wanna fuck you.
Man body.
They all wanna fuck Heidi. This is like an army barracks, and that one girl comes in, and everybody wants a fucker.
I've had propositions in this chat room, so.
Really?
For you?
Yeah.
A guy?
Patrick, all the time.
Oh.
That's different.
I was gonna say, who?
M.A.R., too.
Well, alright. Mark Anthony Ramirez.
Okay.
Oh, listen, so I got this idea, right?
Uh-oh.
Mark Anthony Ramirez's girlfriend wants to kiss me.
On the mouth.
As a thank you for like the stuff we're doing together.
Oh, do it.
Okay.
So I'm thinking of just saying screw that, and I'm having her kiss Heidi.
Mm.
Now that's taking one for the team.
Would she go for it?
I'll tell you, man. That's why this kid's the producer, man. The
choice is, I would never.
That's
go
producing.
Would she go
that's
for
producing.
It? Would she go for it? The choice is me or Heidi. If you were a girl or a guy, who would you choose?
That's easy. If I were a guy, I would choose.
If Mars's girlfriend is into it,
uh-huh.
Would Heidi consent?
Of course, Heidi would.
To a kiss from a girl?
Yeah, why not?
She's a cute girl, yeah.
Is she?
Yeah, she's.
But
cute.
She's Puerto Rican, isn't she?
No,
she's
white.
She's white, kid. She's
what?
White. That's what happens, man. They come in and take over and take our women, man.
They took our
Jamaican
women.
Jamaican too.
She's white and she's got a good personality, so then.
Well, that helps.
Her sister's really nice.
Sisters?
Yeah, maybe we can hook you up, bro.
Love the whole concept of sisters. I want to be RZA's sister.
Yeah, but they're Spanish.
That's all right.
You don't want that.
I lost my virginity in Spanish.
What?
Yeah.
And now look at you. You fucking hate spics. And niggas. And let's not forget the slant eyes.
No, Patrick. Patrick's like, what the fuck? I don't get a kiss off her? No. You weren't making anything happen until I came along.
You know what?
It's funny because it's true.
Finally. So- How long has this cringe been around? Oh,
wait a minute. Wait, hold on a second. When Natalie...
Holy shit.
When, hold on. Hold on.
That's
There's my, a little bit of a
That's difference. The fucking double Dutch king in New York. The double Dutch king in New York.
Bushwick in the house.
When
I had to give that to Patrick. Thank He's you. Been giving me so
hang
much
on,
time.
Hang
with
on.
You.
When Patrick's
you
girlfriend...
You one-cut motherfucker.
When Patrick's girlfriend Natalie decides that she wants to kiss Chris on the mouth, then...
You're game.
Then... It comes into play. However, that's not part of the bargain.
It's not an option, right?
Mark's girlfriend.
How do you know that? How do you know?
Because Mark's girlfriend announced that she wants to kiss Chris on the mouth. Natalie,
what about
Patrick's girlfriend, has said no such thing. She keeps to herself.
You know, Mark,
she's not volunteering any kisses.
Maybe she doesn't
Patrick's,
like you. Like
no,
that.
She just looks pretty, you know.
You know what Mark said to me? He goes, and that night I'll make sure that we have a nice oral session. Before she comes to you.
I don't... Oh, so you
his,
get the snowball
so
effect.
So it's residue kiss.
Ay, ay, ay. She's going to have it in the corner of her mouth.
The string is going to be there when you pull
right.
it away.
Cock yeah. sweat and everything.
Look at that.
Cock
man.
Sweat.
Yeah.
I think that's the first time I've ever heard that.
Cock sweat. It's just like ball sweat. It just creeps up from the balls.
Whoa!
Watch nice that mic.
Call. Nice call, producer.
Easy. Easy, baby.
Whoa.
Meanwhile, I did nothing to stop it.
Easy, easy.
Easy, easy, lemon squeezy.
Easy. Yo, Heidi.
What?
What do you like about women? No, like
in
a sexual way. In a sexual way.
Right,
forget the fucking whole philosophy.
You mean have another drink, Dick.
You asking me what do I notice when I look at a girl?
Give me another
ass.
Fucking
drink. I'm an ass woman.
Really?
So you like the booty? Is
I
it because you have
crazy about the ass?
Is it because you have none? You're white, after all.
I don't necessarily need a bubble butt. I like the way a chick looks in a pair of low-rise jeans. I'm very fond of a small, tight ass.
So that's the physical aspect of a woman that turns you on. Is that right?
The ass is my favorite part. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't mean I don't like... But
wow.
I appreciate legs, tits, certainly, in all shapes and sizes.
What do you do with the tits? What would you do if let's say... Who's Kelly Monaco? She has a nice rack. Mm-hmm.
I would very gently caress her breasts and lick her nipples and suck on her
Joe
nipples.
Joe wants to know, what's
dude.
With the...
Why are you
dude.
Talking?
What's with
Why
the,
are you
I
talking?
Got her talking the game.
My producers were silent.
I finally tricked her into
what's
gaming.
With the,
such a fuck.
What's with the interest in asses? Are you black?
No, I don't even like a big ass. I don't like a I won't even
like
say that.
Like a shapely ass.
I like asses. I
a
like
shapely
a
ass.
Chick's ass.
A shapely ass.
Doesn't matter. A tiny, as long as it's not a flat ass. I don't like Chinese ass. But,
I know somebody who has that, unfortunately.
Even, I you know, my own ass.
You only
is
have Chinese.
My own ass is attractive to me.
Okay. Okay, there mm-hmm. you go. There
uh-huh.
you go.
Yes.
So you like the modest booty.
Yeah.
Not doesn't
but
necessarily
but it,
have.
But there's girls with a big ass who I like too.
The girls
I
in the booty shaking videos.
I can appreciate. I can very fully appreciate a big ass.
Girls in the booty shaking
but,
videos.
My own ass is appealing to me, and my friend who I would like to have sex with has a very appealing ass to me.
You know what she looks like? She has a nice ass.
Dude,
sometimes you can tell from
I
the front.
Stop. She's so
ass,
fucking sick
it.
Hot. She's ridiculously hot.
What makes her so hot? What makes her so hot?
Physically, she's a sexy girl. She's got...
How tall is she?
She's about the same height as me.
Okay.
She's got brown hair.
Five, six?
Yeah, around five, six. She's got, you know...
Short auburn hair.
Really great... I like a narrow hip.
Okay.
She's got that. She's
no,
got
no saddlebags.
Ass and tits.
She got a flat belly.
Oh yeah.
How big is Iraq? Iraq is actually about the size of Texas.
About the same as mine. Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute.
She looks like a little girl.
Yeah.
And she has those?
She has them.
Those are
oh,
C's,
she's
right?
got she's got cans.
Those are C's, right?
She's these are
Heidi's
C's.
A C.
She's got cans. Yeah.
She cuts.
And she has short hair, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's a reason why she has short hair.
Okay. Continue. Continue describing the perfect girl.
There's no perfect girl.
Okay.
I was really into this other chick, right? She was blonde. That's just the thing.
You don't have a type?
I don't like redheads, but I medium-sized girls. I like medium-sized girls. Small girls.
About your size.
I'm not really into big girls, although there was a really big girl at school the other day with long blonde hair who I was just in awe of. I was like following her around.
Did she have a shapely body? Because
beautiful. She was perfect. She was just really big.
The proportions.
And she was perfectly
huge.
Proportioned, okay. But just really big.
See, because
and I was fascinated by that. And she was very well dressed too, very expensive, like fine clothing.
So she was probably Norwegian or Swedish.
I don't know what
she was. Germanic, Aryan.
Fascinating is what.
And you followed her around, watched her ass in her jeans for a little bit.
Yeah, with my tongue hanging out of my mouth.
Was
like
she wearing? Can you tell when a girl is wearing a thong?
Of course you can tell.
No, not you.
Well, I couldn't tell because she was wearing a white wool coat that covered her ass.
Oh, it covered. But you could see her ass struggling to get out from under that coat.
She was fine. There was no question about
it. She
was a fine woman. Yeah. Fawn. That shit was fawn.
You're so black.
Her white girl is so black.
Yeah. What's up with that? Okay, tell us about the blonde that you knew. That you liked.
She had long, straight blonde hair, and she was very ditzy, which I found hot.
Okay. Wait.
We're watching Rats. Hey, did you guys hear about this KFC thing with the rats? Turn the volume. Go ahead.
It's beautiful. You know what? What's the big difference between a rat and a squirrel? I mean, come on, seriously.
There's not the puffy tail.
How do you go from a hot blonde chick?
Heidi is on. Dude, Heidi can do anything, man.
I think Chris was bound and determined to.
To cover this rat.
No. He asked me if we were going to cover the rat thing, and I sort of shrugged and said, yeah, why not?
Yeah.
I happen to be vamping about my sexual preferences. But.
And do you think the audience wants to hear about rats or about your sexual preference?
I think the audience has heard about the rats probably all day today.
So then why did they
However,
hear more?
But I've got my own rat. Side of the story to tell.
Is hard to watch. Rats running rampant in a fast food restaurant. You can see them scurrying across the floor. They're climbing on counters and everything in between.
But tonight, a disgusting reality. Health officials say this is not the only restaurant in the city with this rodent problem.
CBS2's Hazel Sanchez live in Greenwich Village with more on this. Hazel?
Jim and Dana, this KFC may not be the only restaurant with a rodent infestation, but it certainly is one of the worst cases. The health department came in here today, inspected the place. A passing score would have been a 27 or under. This KFC scored a whopping 9-2.
Whoa!
Fat rats inside this KFC Taco Bell in the village were making a run for the border of this restaurant floor. Early this morning, a CBS2 camera caught dozens of them scurrying, scampering, scaling ATMs, tables, and chairs.
The
restaurant is now closed for business. These rodents had no trouble finding a meal.
It's disgusting, and I'm so glad that you all are here to do something about it.
Oh, yes. This morning after inspection, the city's health department shut the place down.
New York City, it's a large city. It's not going to be a city without rats, but we do the best we can, and restaurants do the best they can to minimize the problem.
This is an isolated incident at this Greenwich Village store, and it is totally unacceptable. Yeah. The restaurant is closed, and we will not allow it to reopen until it has been sanitized and given a complete clean bill of health.
By late morning, these nocturnal nuisances were nowhere to be seen. There are signs you can look for to spot a restaurant's rodent infestation. Rat droppings, a single rat may produce as much as 50 droppings a day.
Yummy.
Burrows, nests, urine stains, gnawing, footprints or tail tracks, and heavy infestations have a distinctive odor.
Sounds like that house
in
Long Island.
And the health department has quite a hefty task inspecting the 26,000 food establishments throughout the five boroughs. And they say that the reports of rodent complaints has actually gone down in the city over the last year, gone down 16%. And this KFC actually got busted for a rodent problem just 2 months ago. The health department's website said the restaurant took care of the problem, but evidently that problem is back. We're live in Greenwich Village. Hazel
Hold
on a second. Okay, let's just stop for a second. Because a few months ago, Chris and I went out to dinner,
mm-hmm.
and it was uptown.
Okay.
What was it, 160-something street or something like that?
Ooh, look at the fucking high rollers.
Ooh, look at this.
Oh, that would be the... You're mistaking the black people in Harlem.
Right. No, I'm sorry. Where were we? Ruby Foo's uptown.
Right. That was like 80 something.
All right. Sorry.
Well, you don't pass 100.
Yeah, you don't.
That's called the Upper East Side.
All right, all right. So we're on the Upper East Side. We're walking down the sidewalk, and this fucking fat rat runs right across the sidewalk in front of us.
He said, "Excuse me, do you have a cigarette?"
And I was freaked out because my jeans generally are kind of long on me and drag on the ground. Right. And I was like, "My jeans are dragging on the ratty ground." And I was all freaked out.
You're such a jerk.
And Chris was like, "Get a grip on yourself, seriously." But I was completely freaked out by it. It was in a nice neighborhood. Why is there a rat, right?
Right.
So, I was talking to my gay ex, and, he said that he and my daughter were walking down the street, and a rat ran not across their path.
Right.
Right in between the two of them.
He said, "Excuse me, can I get by?"
Yeah, exactly.
I'm walking here.
Yeah, exactly.
Rats on Rizzo.
So, all I'm saying is, something's up in the city of Manhattan. They're there, obviously. Yeah. Rats are here, right? Listen, they're here.
I have a theory.
There's too many fucking people, that's why.
But something has disrupted the rats. Something has stirred up the rats.
Yes, sir.
That something like this happens. But there was a dude who got it. I heard another audio where a former employee was being interviewed. He said they didn't use gloves on their hands. They use the same grease day after day. They never swept or mopped. Right. And now that's a major faux pas.
It's
Taco Bell. Are you really that surprised? It's Taco Bell.
Yeah, let me tell you something. I am, because I'm from Suffolk County, and in Suffolk County, they hire retards to do that work. You understand?
But just last year, they had an E. coli virus.
You're advocating retards to...
In Suffolk County, retarded people sweep and mop the Taco Bells.
So. Hey, baby! I'm sweeping floors!
Mind if I mop this up for you?
E. coli in the lettuce!
I don't know what this comment is reference to, but it's pretty funny. Bob from Conte and Kenny goes, "They look like shit and stink. They can't sing, talk, or think. They resemble baboons, so we call them coons. Niggers are the missing link."
That's somebody showing their true colors.
You can't say that about
it. It has nothing to do with the story.
You can't say that
or what's
about
going on in the chat room.
I don't know, Bob, because we weren't talking about niggers.
Yeah, come on.
On this show.
Nobody was talking about niggers on this show.
I thought they were black people.
You're not supposed to say that word.
Africans. African-American.
On this show, I'm not supposed to say the N-word?
No. You can't say knuckle draggers?
Because you're the one that said, "We need to tone down the racism here."
Who? No, I did not say that. I never said that. I said there was a difference between
funny
race jokes and outright racism. All
right.
That's all.
There's a difference.
And there it is.
That's
so
all.
When somebody comes out of left field and talks about
tree swingers,
yeah,
man, that fucking tree swinger,
he can really chuck a spear at that guy.
I told you guys when I shot the commercial where I played the crack whore, there were actually black people sitting in trees.
I would love to see that commercial.
Know if you can do the rest of the show in a retard voice.
Yes, I can. That's what you would like me to do.
That's not sexy.
That's not sexy. Either.
Have you seen my wiener?
Hey, you know what? You know what?
Wait,
say something hot as a retard.
Say you're in my ass.
Yeah, it feels really good when you stick your tongue in my asshole.
I don't know about you, but I'd fuck her.
Who wouldn't? Come on. Who wouldn't fuck a retard?
I like it when you fuck me from behind.
Hey, retard Heidi. Retard Heidi.
Yes?
Have you ever taken it in the ass?
I like it in the ass.
Yeah?
Yes.
What's your favorite position?
Doggy.
That's been a swallow.
I like to swallow it because they told me that it has extra protein. It's good for me.
That's good.
Wow, you're smart for a retard.
I like protein.
Captain Protein.
How do you like your penises?
It doesn't matter. They're small. They're smaller. It fits in my ass better.
You should have said
uncut or circumcised.
Oh.
I like it uncut.
You like the cheese that comes with it?
I like it because I can play with it and stick my tongue in there.
The flap, you mean? Yeah. Wow, that's creative for a retard.
Ask her about her retarded pussy.
Your retarded pussy.
Every time.
Every time.
How's your retarded pussy?
Sometimes I can scoop things out.
Scoop?
Yes.
I don't think I
when
like...
When it gets itchy.
I don't think I like this character.
Wait, you spit, swallow, or drool?
Spit, swallow.
Well, it depends.
I don't know whether it's love or like, right? Okay, what's the difference between pink and purple, retardity?
Does it...
Your grip. Don't zoom in on that, man. Don't zoom in.
It's funny because it's true.
Does your retarded pussy have a sloping forehead?
Does it have an oversized tongue?
I don't know.
Do you like bukkake?
What is that?
It's when you get sent to the beach and buried up to your neck and a bunch of Japanese guys just blow your
Why are you holding your hands like that, retarded ID?
She's tantruming. She's hand flapping.
Hand flapping. Can you do the same thing? So, retarded Heidi.
You got something stuck in your chest, retarded Heidi?
I was with my boyfriend.
Retarded Heidi, do you spit or do you swallow?
I like it. Swallow.
You think we're going to get a different answer this
time? Yeah, I wanted to see if she's really retarded.
We're done!
Retard,
any questions for Retard Heidi, Ro?
No.
Any of the fans have questions for Retard Heidi?
Retarded Heidi, why do retards always wear their glasses crooked?
I don't...
Come on, be creative.
Sometimes I lay down with my glasses on and they bend. I don't know how to fix it.
Retarded Heidi, when you lie down, do your nipples stand up?
No, they're in my armpit.
Retarded Heidi, do you shave your retarded pussy?
Yes.
Your retarded pussy.
Retarded Heidi, do you ever shit in your pants?
Yes.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah, she definitely does that.
Do you like the smell of poopy, retarded Heidi?
No.
Do you like it on your glasses?
Poop.
No, the white stuff that comes out of a penis.
Uh-oh, I think we got retarded Chris, too.
I'm just trying to do retards.
You mean cum?
Spermatozoa. Retarded Heidi, how many days in a week does a woman get her menstrual period? Too long. Retarded Heidi, would you ever eat... something that bled for 5 days and didn't die?
Well, I accidentally ate my dog one time.
Was it a hot dog?
No.
Retarded
it was a German Shepherd.
Nice.
You think, you think that Venda will be happy now that you did the last 5 minutes in retard speak?
I don't know.
What would you do to Vendo if you saw him?
I would stick my tongue in his asshole.
And would you pull out a plum, retarded Heidi? Okay, retarded Heidi, do you own any sex toys?
I have a Hitachi magic wand.
What do you do with that?
I press it against my clitoris.
Has retard Heidi ever eat jizz at the carnival for cotton candy?
Uh-oh.
Carnival!
How wonderful, baby!
Does your retarded pussy drool also?
That's a sexy question.
Things come out.
Things go in.
Does retarded Heidi have a fantasy?
Being normal?
To do it with a normal guy.
I like Brad Pitt.
Oh.
You like it, Brad Pitt?
I like Brad Pitt.
That's your fantasy?
Yeah.
Why does your shirt say you stink and I don't like you?
Because I love Jim Norton.
Oh, she came out of it. We exercised. We exercised her. We exercised. Exorcisted her. Well, retarded Heidi. I mean, Regular Heidi.
That was so wrong.
Yeah, that was wrong.
There was nothing wrong with that. That's how
retards
think.
Hey, baby!
As she dips into the onions. That's very nice. Well, you know what? That was pretty good because you not only did the voice, mm-hmm. you also did the action.
Mm-hmm.
That was pretty good.
It's almost 11 o'clock. We finished at 11, so relax.
Oh, we do?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh.
Yeah, you can take off.
I thought we were going at midnight.
You can take off the Band-Aids now.
No, I like it. I got that Michael Jackson thing going.
Because well, you got you're bad.
You got your one shock. That's right. Shamom.
That was a hell of a fucking shock, dude.
Guess so.
You should have seen it the way I saw it. You'd kind of roll back in your seat, and that thing doesn't even have wheels. You roll back in your seat, and you're like, oh, what the fuck? That was great, man.
Yeah, he threw off his headphones and he threw his seat back and he made a loud noise.
You know what? I'm curious to see how it feels, but I don't want to do it.
It's not painful. It's just weird.
Can we give him another shock before the end of the show?
You want to?
Can we finish up with the big
blast? Chris is the man with the button. Finish up strong, baby.
You're gonna put both rings on this time?
Dude, I already took the shock. My whole thing was that if I yelled, I would get the shock.
Are you gonna do it again?
You know, that thing's been charging for who knows how long.
Because, no, it's the battery's out.
Oh, it is?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good.
You're not going to do it?
I did my bit for King and Country.
We're not going to wrap the show with another shock, even though you said it didn't hurt?
You want to give me a shock?
I'm going to take it again. My whole thing was that if I yelled, I'd take the shot. I haven't yelled. You said yourself I was doing good.
Give me.
You did.
Give me the Band-Aids and the rings. I'll take a shot because I feel guilty.
I'm not giving you my Band-Aids. Go get new ones.
No, we don't have time for that.
We never have time for pain.
So we can take a break and come back and wrap it up if you want.
Okay, well, Alex wants to take a shock, so we're going to have some Band-Aids.
I got to hit the head.
All right.
The head?
And we'll be back in a few minutes with a shock.
Shocking ending to the show.
Shock.
Yo, what's up?
Wait, office.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, Lord speech to Wayne.
I'm sorry, he is not in at the moment.
Well, you handle the insane clown posse now, don't you?
That's correct.
Oh, that's great, damn man. I try to get through, they give me a hard time.
Okay.
Now, I don't need that kind of shit, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Well, they told me to call that, the insane clown posse. I got a truckload of fake pussies out here that I gotta drop off for these boys.
Excuse me?
For the next show.
Can you hold on a moment?
Hurry up.
Would you like the touring department?
Now, what's that supposed to mean, ma'am? Is that a wise-ass comment?
Would you like the touring department?
I drive a truck for a living. I think I've seen enough of the country. I don't need that shit.
What do you need, sir?
I told you I got a truckload of shit out here for the insane clown posse.
I can't help you with that. Would you like the touring department?
Now, what? You tell me now, what the hell am I going to do with a truckload of fake pussies?
I don't know. Would you like the touring department?
I damn well can't fuck them all. That's for sure.
Computers.
I got mail! Yay! I got mail! Yay!
Okay.
Yay! I got mail!
You've got mail.
I got mail! You got mail?
Oh, yes, but I don't go through Microsoft.
No!
I mean, not Microsoft, but AOL.
Yay! Why don't you go through Microsoft?
No, I don't go through AOL.
Why not?
Because I have higher standards.
Does that mean I got lower standards? Because I got mail? I got mail! Yay! Yay! I got mail! 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 Yay!
You loved him in Retard Punch-Out. You cheered him on in Brown Shirt Brawl. CringeHumorRadio.com presents Cock Crazy Crease in a Chaos Radio Show production of Brokeback Mountain 2, Return of the Homo. See Cock Crazy Chris as you have always known him to be.
Tell you what, we could have had a good life together. Fucking real good life, but you didn't want it. So what we got now?
Four cocks in my hand.
That's all we got, boys.
Watch as the dramatic pressure swells within him.
You count the damn few times that we have been together in nearly 20 years, then you ask me about Mexico for needing something I don't hardly never get.
Cogfights anyone?
Witness his burgeoning awakening to the man he has always desired to be.
You have no idea how bad it gets. I'm not you. I can't make it on a couple of high-altitude fucks once or twice a year.
I can give you that. I can give you all the cock talking you want.
You are too much for me.
And swoon as he finally accepts his fate as a gay Italian-American.
I wish I knew how to quit you.
Cock.
You son of a horse and bitch.
This spring, Cock Crazy Chris gets sprung and fulfills his destiny in the role he was born to play. Power Bottom. Brokeback Mountain 2, Return of the Homo. Coming soon to a dilapidated sticky floor theater near you. Be there. In your overcoat. Nothing else, you sweet bitch.
Cock.
Thank you.
No, I know her ass was enormous, dude.
Dude, I can't believe you, actually.
Excuse me. I'm sorry. Excuse me, please. Can I just ask, what does your shirt say?
JonBenet was a whore? What? You like it, right? It's funny?
Do I like it? No. That is so fucked up.
Here we go.
What the fuck is wrong with you? Don't you realize that little girl was a victim?
Come on, it's funny.
No, it is not funny. My parents used to put me in those pageants when I was a little girl. You have no idea what that world is like. Where did you even get that shirt?
XratedShirts.com, bitch!
For a huge selection of t-shirts, sweatshirts, hats, and other garments guaranteed to amuse and offend, check out XratedShirts.com. They have something for everyone in men's, women's, and kids' sizes and styles. That's XratedShirts.com, bitches!
Turn around. Every now and then I get a little bit lonely and you're never coming back.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit tired of listening to the sound of my tears.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit nervous that the best of all the years have gone by.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit terrified. I see the fucking look in your eyes.
Turn around.
You're listening to the fucking Chaos Radio Show, bitches.
So this is the same song, except he put fucks in it.
Yeah. It's the Dan Band, and that was featured in the movie Old School.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I need to get with the
times. But they do all kinds of spoof songs. They did Milkshake also, that song Milkshake.
Yeah, with Kellis.
Kellis. And I apparently have been to the diner where they filmed that video where she pulls those ass-shaped buns out of the oven.
Where did they sell
it? It's in Williamsburg or something.
Oh, it is. Uh-huh. It looked like the Star Diner on Bond Street in Manhattan.
It's called, it's called Relish in Williamsburg, Brooklyn.
Uh-huh. Relish. Didn't Madonna have a song called Relish?
Ugh, what?
Alex singing?
Relish!
Oh, that. Well, okay. Alex has decided that he would like to take a shock.
No, because I Rodian's a good friend of mine, and I feel bad that I developed this contraption that actually made him feel pain.
See the fucking look in your eye?
Yeah, I'm putting the bat. My wife will not approve of this, so maybe she should turn the radio off right now, but.
Well, she's watching.
Yeah, she's watching as I prepare. Mm-hmm. These are bare contacts because Rodian wouldn't let me use his fucking...
Yeah, why is that?
His precious rings.
You want to use my rings? You use my rings.
It's done. It's a done deal. I just stripped the wires and have the copper. Listen, don't take too much fucking enjoyment in this. This is just my penance for injuring a friend.
Should you take your headphones off?
Maybe I should. Hold on. This is such a bad idea. As I was constructing this device, I got a pretty good shock that that burned my thumb.
But now you're wearing the Band-Aids.
Yeah. So, we're close enough that I can hear you without the headphones off.
Yes, you can hear everything.
Bab says she loves you.
wait, in case this is it.
She says, see you in hell.
Wait, who did she say that to? To me?
To you.
Oh.
Not to me.
Wait.
Even near his death, he's a dick.
Near my death? Oh, my goodness.
This isn't
it. Wait.
This isn't it.
Wait. Okay. Wait. I just don't want any bare metal touching my skin.
Are you guys going to replace my Band-Aids? Jeez.
But it's only four Band-Aids, dude. Relax. Yeah. It's
you know what?
Should I stand up? I should stand up.
Chris, right. I'll buy you new Band-Aids.
Yeah, don't worry, Shylock.
All right. Is the camera on me?
Oh,
Shylock.
It's on you.
All right. All right. I have a contact on each finger.
The battery goes, right?
No, the other way.
Sure?
Yes.
All right. For everyone who
put that end in first.
We earlier tried out Alex's...
Wait. Let me get away from this fucking table.
Experimental shock device that he made out of a disposable camera. And it has to... You have to discharge the capacitor!
Right, the flux capacitor.
1.21 gigawatts!
Isn't that how it felt to you?
I just felt like numb this, man.
All right.
Ready?
Yeah, go ahead. Put it in. Okay. Wait till it charges.
It does that camera sound.
Wait till it charges. Wait. Don't fucking press the button yet. I gotta make sure that this is not touching skin.
He's sitting on a metal chair.
I'm sitting on a metal fucking bowling chair. This is not a good idea.
Stand up.
Wait. Maybe I should stand up.
No. Sit. It's more funny if you fall.
But he's sitting in a metal chair.
Ready?
Yes.
Are you ready? It's set. It's the red light's on. Right. I'm pressing the button.
Go ahead. What are you waiting for? What are you waiting for?
I'm trying to get as much juice as possible.
Wait for it.
I didn't feel anything.
Oh!
Wait, let me take.
Oh!
That was
a late reaction.
This guy.
The dog is scared. She needs to be held.
Put on the dog next.
No.
No, you know what? You put it on. I want to see this kid's reaction.
Don't
let the contacts touch each other, man.
Holy fuck.
Never cross the beams.
Never cross the streams, man.
So, rather than buying a very inexpensive stun gun off the internet,
fuck.
We decided it would be better if Alex made
holy, holy fuck.
Let's see your Band-Aid. Is it fried?
Yeah, look at your
Band-Aid. No, what happened was...
It's all out of breath.
What happened was... Yo, my heart disc. Oh my! I feel weak, dude. I feel weak. Really? What happened was that since these Band-Aids are made out of fabric, they didn't let the skin. Holy shit! I feel weak, dude.
Come on, suck that up, man. Pain is weak. Hold on.
Did it hurt, or was it just a fucked up?
It was like somebody grabbed my arms and squeezed them really, really fucking hard, but at the same time punched me in the chest.
Really? Really? That's fascinating.
But this is what happened. Since the Band-Aids are made out of fabric, I guess the contacts couldn't get through whatever it is, an eighth of an inch material.
Yeah, throw it on.
And so... I went to move them off of my thumbs by touching them with my off of my index fingers, by touching them with my bare thumbs. And the minute I did that, I felt the whole...
You thought you were saved?
I thought it was done, dude. Oh,
it's like
God.
You were the last guy to start tripping in the group of tripping people.
All right,
my hands are
shaking.
Dude, fuck this shit. I don't feel nothing.
Your turn.
I got a request for Scoops.
No, we're not stocking Scoops.
Why not? We all did it. If you're one of us, you'll take a bite.
I'm not one of you.
He's not. It's us versus them always.
He's supposed to be the producer, but he talks into the mic a lot.
You're the talent. No, I'm just the producer.
Right.
That was a stupid fucking move, man.
Well, I'm the chick, and I pretended to be a retard for like 10 minutes,
Fuck.
Brenda says, all right, let's just listen to Alex cry and moan, bitch and moan for 10 minutes.
That's good enough. I'll settle for that.
That's par for the course.
Bendo actually has a good idea this time.
Yeah, he's full of good ideas.
And my, that was pretty intense, dude.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's what you felt, but,
dude, it was enough for me to kick back and fucking throw my headphones
off. Shit, dude, I still feel it.
Yeah.
He's doing the crybaby face in the can.
Yeah, that whole, that somebody squeezed your arms really tight and punched you in the chest at the same time?
Yeah, held me like this.
That's a very interesting description. Did you feel anything like that?
It wasn't painful.
It'll wake you up in the morning, though.
It was just weird feeling.
Yeah.
Because I had taken a fork and stuck it into the outlet, and it just felt like these wires.
Turn it up, Sal.
No.
Nobody likes a whiner.
Hello.
All right, well, that was
You know what? Chris might have a better description. You should try it, bro.
Yeah, you know what? Maybe
they won't kill you unless you have an irregular heart.
Maybe you should try it.
Because I would not subject Heidi to this. You should try it, bro.
Come on, guy.
Oh, my God.
Come on, you quick to dish it out.
And I will. No, actually, Heidi, you can... Whoa!
Oh, that's a spark.
Holy shit. This is ridiculous.
Yeah, it's right.
Ridiculous.
It's a fucking camera. It's a disposable camera.
And it's sparking.
We got the arc sparks.
Check it out. Put these on, bro.
Yeah, you need to get band-aids on.
I'm not doing it.
No?
You're not? Come on, man. Yeah, put it on.
Okay, you know what else? Put the battery in.
I'm not doing it.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
Press the button.
Dude, is this... Oh,
dude, that shit melted.
That's what I'm saying.
Nah, it's...
I'm not doing it.
Yes, you are. Get it. Put it on.
Give me the context. Watch the context. Give me the context.
Put it on. Give him the band-aids.
When the red light turns green, it's
charged.
Charged.
Be careful. Let me just demonstrate for the audience.
Wait, dude, don't grab that shit, man.
Watch.
No, I didn't get burned or anything.
You can hold the...
Yeah.
Just
I didn't get shocked or anything.
Just touch in front of the camera, touch the contacts to each other real quick.
All right, wait.
In front of the camera. This is the exact...
Oh,
you see that?
Oh. You see that? Wait, did it...
Wait, don't connect them. Don't connect them.
Hold on.
I'll connect them. Wait, hold on. Okay.
All right,
wait till
ready?
It charges.
Wait
till it charges. Put it in front of the camera.
Wait, it is seated. I just want the mic to hear it. Is it ready?
It's charged, right?
If the light is red.
Okay.
So that means it's ready to go?
Yeah, touch it. Touch.
Should I...
Whoa! All
right, get it. Put them on.
Chris, grab both contacts.
Grab both contacts. Come on.
I'm not doing it.
Come on.
No, that was a pretty definite I'm not doing it.
Come on. All
right. He's not doing it.
I never said it was.
What a bitch.
Well, this is your brainiac.
This will make up for your double dutch days. Double dutch days.
When I came on April 1st, that's when I make up for it.
April 1st, we are having a...
That's your stunt.
Three rounds boxing match. Chris and I are going three rounds.
Fuck her.
Wow, man.
Touch him.
You ready? No, wait, she took the battery.
No, go ahead.
It's still there?
Yeah. See?
Jesus Christ!
You want to see what that does to... God, forget it. Humans.
Do it!
Come on! If you're one of us, you'll take a shot.
I'm not one of you. I told you that.
So April 1st is our. Well, actually, it's the show will not fall on the 1st. I think it's the 2nd.
Oh, no way.
No.
Oh wait. Bob A.S., what if two people held a wire then touched it?
Let's try that.
Then touched hands.
No,
and
that's gay.
That's a good idea.
No, that's gay.
Okay. What if you...
I'll hold the wire and touch hands.
All right, that's different.
Oh, now you want to do it, right?
Because it's a girl. What?
Well,
why?
Let me do it.
What?
Let me do it.
Why? All right, you do it.
Because it's Heidi.
No, I want the shock with Heidi.
Okay, fuck you then. I'll do the button pushing.
What do we have to do? We have to hold hands?
No, hold the contacts. Hold the contacts. No. Hold the contacts.
No, that's burnt flesh.
No. Hold the contacts and then you touch each other.
That's burnt flesh, guys.
Hold the contacts.
Yeah, you fucking talk. I'm not...
Well, I won't do it unless Heidi wants to do it.
Yeah,
she's holding it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but you hold the contact.
Good.
I'll hold the contact.
All
right. Let me put...
Hold the contact.
Is the contact. Hold the contact.
Oh, I have to hold this?
Yes.
Right.
And then we touch each other.
Yeah, exactly.
And then we touch each other.
No, I'm not holding this.
Do it. Touch it.
It's going
to... Touch it.
The circuit is already... closed.
Hold on. No. The battery's not in yet.
But he got the
no,
shot.
No. That's. I'm sure he had closed the circuit. Hold it. Hold on to it.
Yeah, exactly. That's burnt flesh. If you're going to do this,
it's not burnt flesh.
Yes, it is. You're holding the fucking copper.
Okay, Heidi, here. Put on this fucking Band-Aid.
Oh, yeah. That'll do the job.
Let's share a Band-Aid.
Okay. That's and fine. then connect it. Easy. Don't be scared.
I'm scared.
I know. Close it. What? Don't put the battery in, you fucking dick. wait, hold on. Watch this guy. Watch him.
This
I can't.
Is going to be good.
Okay. Jesus Christ.
Okay, ready?
Yes.
Heidi and Alex are going to be bounded by electricity.
Put the battery. BFFs.
Put
the battery in. Put the battery in. This may not even work. We'll be like that 50,000-year-old couple. Just buried facing each other. Right. Put the battery in, Chris.
Good.
Wait till it charges. Wait till it charges. Is it charged? Okay.
You ready?
This may not even work. All right. Go, Heidi. You make the move. Okay. Press the button. Okay. Nothing.
Nah, it's gone. The charge is gone. All right.
Okay, good.
Now take the copper off.
What?
And there it is. The capacitor has been discharged.
Nice.
Did your nipples get hard, Heidi?
I think I was all...
Your clitoris. Your clitoris went, hello!
I think everything was going off there.
Okay, that was good.
All right, Chris, your turn.
Come on, Chris, you fucking double dutcher. Double doucher. Double doucher.
Good.
One goes in the vagina and the other one goes in the ice. You double doucher. Come on, Chris.
He's not going to do it. He said he was going to do it.
What if I just put it on your hand? What if I just...
That's burnt flesh. Just do it with the
Band-Aid. I'm just going to touch him.
Okay.
Yeah. Look at
him. We don't want to...
Look at a big man.
But wait. We could risk frying the board. We don't want to
fry
the board.
That's true.
That would be a tragedy.
Miss out.
That would definitely be tragic.
Because I didn't buy the warranty.
What?
In the hands.
All right, listen.
The magic hand.
That fucking thing melted.
I would like to thank everyone for joining us in the chat room tonight. It was a really sparkly show.
Yeah, it's a good
and,
one.
We had a fabulous time.
Is that all the stuff you didn't get to?
No. I spoke about most
week,
of this stuff.
Next week, Kieran from the Lunatic Radio show is going to be.
Next week, Kieran from Lunatic
He's
Radio.
He's
going to
be sitting in Rodian seat, right?
I'm sorry, excuse me. You can now hear Kieran and Lunatic Radio on
yes,
Cringe
is.
Humor Radio.
No, it's not.
Wait,
it is.
What?
Starting
no,
March 5th.
What? What happened?
You're about to get a big shut the hell up out of me because I'm trying to talk.
Easy.
You want a preview?
Uh-oh. No, that's your stunt, but let's hold on.
Let's go.
What, are you going to hit me in the tits?
Those are
is that what
some,
you're going to do?
Those are some...
This is not the fight yet. I'll smack you across the face.
No, come on.
Come on, bitch.
Look at what I'm doing. Look at this.
Where's those sparks coming from? I don't understand where that's coming from. There goes the Dempsey move.
It sticks, dude. Don't you dare hit that woman. Don't you fucking dare. You understand?
Ah! He hurt me.
Nice preview.
So, April 1st, or around about there, we're going to be having a show, whatever's closest to April 1st, the Friday closest to April 1st. Chris and I will be boxing in the hallway outside the studio.
Nice.
I'm going to get myself some pink boxing gloves, and I'll wear a sports bra or something.
Is Chris going to have pink boxing gloves?
No, Chris will have whatever kind of boxing gloves he decides to get, but gloves.
Bab says she's got the gloves for us already.
A what?
She's what?
Bab says she's got the gloves for us already.
Oh, yeah, her company... For some reason, hands out promotional
boxing gloves.
Nice. Boxing gloves, yeah.
Fantastic.
So next week, Kieran.
Kieran from the Lunatic Radio Show, which can now be heard Monday nights on Cringe Humor Radio.
Wait a minute.
Yes, that is correct.
Wait, Lunatic Radio is now
Cringe.
Cringe.
Yes.
Anyway, they're starting March 5th.
You see there?
Yes, starting March 5th. You can hear the fabulous Lunatic Radio.
Next week I'm going to shock Kieran.
And we can give Kieran a shock.
Why would Kieran take a shock if you wouldn't even take a shock?
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know if
he
would, but
Kieran's talent.
I told Rodian that I would sit in his seat, in Rodian's seat, so that Kieran could sit in my seat.
All right.
Right.
Wait, but there's going to be two of them.
Give us the middle finger.
Is there going to be two of them?
No, just Kieran. Rocket can't make it in.
Okay, so Kieran will be sitting between me and you.
That's correct. Unless you'd rather I sat here.
I like you there. Mm-hmm. That's your spot.
Right, well,
but
we'll
Rodian is the...
Don't worry about it, Ro. It's all good. Your mic will get cleaned regardless. You crazy freak.
You crazy fucking freak.
Listen, I want to thank everybody who listened tonight, and
for all of you
who listened on the on download, you really missed a good chat room video-wise. But anyway, we'll be back next weekend.
Listen to all the shows.
Yeah, listen to all the shows. Monday nights, we now have...
tomorrow is the
The debut of the Hooter and Greenway show.
At 10 o'clock.
At 10 p.m.
Hooter and Greenway.
Yeah. They're very funny.
Oh, yeah, those are two... that's one of the two new shows that Chris brought in.
Three?
I'm sorry. Monday...
Go ahead, Heidi. I'm sorry.
No, that's all right. Monday's Conti and Kenny.
Right. And starting March 5th, it's going to be Conti and Kenny starting at 7. Huh. And then Lunatic Radio at 9.
Wow.
And then Tuesday is BJ Radio?
Yes. Holy 7 p.m. Shit.
And Wednesday is Cousin Joe's show. And Thursday is also Cousin Joe's show, followed...
Who called in today?
Yes,
Cousin
he
Joe,
did, yes.
Actually. And not the whole show. The whole show didn't call in. He did.
Thursday nights, Joe ends at 10 and is followed by the Aristocrats. Ah. We're really filling up the schedule. Oh, I'm sorry. Wednesday's also at what time is
Wait,
it?
Wait, did you say
1
filling
PM
up the schedule?
12 noon is the Schachter Factor.
12 noon.
Jeremy Schachter.
It is Schachter.
Who looks like he has lice in his hand.
I got a factor.
also co-hosted by Kevin Bartini, another comic.
Fantastic. And Fridays is, of course, a KS radio show,
right,
starting at 8 p.m. So do join us every night for the fantastic programming on KS. Cringe Humor Radio.
Karen wants to know if the shock's going to be on his balls.
If he wants it.
Only if he likes it.
I won't do it myself. But
I would say, you're going to connect that shit?
I will not.
It burns flesh.
It burns.
But he doesn't mind that because he got pale balls. Not that I would know. Well, I would like to know when the cringehumorradio.com is going to become the juggernaut.com and take over all of the fucking internet.
I have no aspiration to take over all the internet, but it could happen.
I think it's happening.
Anyway,
I mean, we're like the blob just rolling around absorbing shit. Yeah, that's good, baby. Keep talking. Keep talking.
Yeah, and next week I'm going to bust in here with my sword and skewer everybody for being perverts.
That is not sexy.
Skewer is sexy.
If you're doing the skewering.
And my defense in court will be that I'm retarded. I was temporarily retarded.
Yeah. Say more. Say more. Talk on, sister.
Say something hot.
Say something retardedly hot.
And that's all for tonight.
Slower.
Slower, retard.
Deeper. Yeah. Drool a little bit. Drool on the balls.
Drool, you retard.
Put a finger in the ass.
Stick it in my ass.
Oh, god damn.
Leave the helmet on.
Put it right in the ass.
You're an asshole.
Put it in the asshole.
Leave the helmet on.
No. Pick your feet up.
Take that straw out of your mouth.
You're hurting me.
About me. About you. About the way our American hearts beat way down in the bottom of our chests. About that special feeling we get in the cockles of our hearts. Maybe below the cockles. Maybe in the subcockle area. Maybe in the liver. Maybe in the kidneys. Maybe even in the colon. We don't know. I'm just a regular Joe with a regular job. I'm your average white suburbanite slum. I like football and porno and books about war. I got an average house with a nice hardwood floor. My wife and my job, my kids and my car. My feet on my table and a Cuban cigar. But sometimes that just ain't enough to keep a man like me interested.
Oh, no.
No way. No, I've got to go out and have fun at someone else's expense.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I drive really slow in the ultra-fast lane while people behind me are going insane. I'm an ethical.
Muddy earth.
I use public toilets and I piss on the seat. I walk around in the summertime saying, how about this heat? I'm an ecto. I'm an ecto. Sometimes I park in handicapped spaces while handicapped people make handicapped faces. I'm an ecto. I'm an ecto. Maybe I shouldn't be singing this song, ranting and raving and carrying on. Maybe they're right when they tell me I'm wrong. Myself a 1967 Cadillac Eldorado convertible, hot pink with whale skin hubcaps and all leather cow interior and big brown baby seal eyes for headlights. Yeah, and I'm gonna drive around in that baby at 115 miles per hour, getting 1 mile per gallon, sucking down quarter pound of cheeseburgers from McDonald's in the old-fashioned non-biodegradable styrofoam containers. And when I'm done sucking down those greaseball burgers, I'm gonna wipe my mouth with the American flag, and then I'm gonna toss the styrofoam containers right out the side, and there ain't a goddamn thing anybody can do about it. You know why? Because we got the bomb. That's why. Two words: nuclear fucking weapons. Okay? Russia, Germany, Romania, they can have all the democracy they want. They can have a big democracy cakewalk right through the middle of Tiananmen Square, and it won't make a lick of difference because we got the bombs. Okay? John Wayne's not dead. He's frozen. And as soon as we find a cure for cancer, we're gonna thaw out the Duke, and he's gonna be pretty pissed off. You know why? If you're ever taking a cold shower, we'll multiply that by 15 million times. That's how pissed off the Duke's gonna be. I'm gonna get the Duke and John Cassavetes and Lee Marvin and Sam Peckinpah and a case of whiskey and drive down to Texas.
You know, you really are an asshole.
Why don't you just shut up and sing the song, pal?
Huh.